treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck, be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
See it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
So nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So, take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said, hello, Dolly, well, what do you know? Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell,
dolly, and I can tell, dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, dolly, what do you know, dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, your love with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
Yeah. Pleasant. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakeland. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Game number six of a six-game series between the Blue Claws and the Brooklyn Cyclones coming up in a few minutes at 1:05. Braden Fosnaught starts for Jersey Shore. He is 2-0. He's allowed one run in 11 innings so far this season. And Brandon Sproat, who has allowed one run in 6 2/3 innings, will start for Brooklyn. And should be a nice afternoon here in Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws are 8-6, high A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. And Brooklyn is 6-8. They're the high A affiliate of the New York Mets. So this game for Jersey Shore, I don't want to say it's a big game. Obviously, it's only the 15th game of the year. But, you know, when you win three of the first four games of the series, you want to win the series. And they need a win today to do that after Brooklyn took the game yesterday, 9-7. Leandro Pineda did homer for Jersey Shore, but Nolan McLean for Brooklyn, 3-for-5 with two doubles. Drove in two. Kevin Villavicencio had two hits and two RBIs. And Brooklyn, 9 runs on 14 hits in the ballgame. It was their highest run total of the season and also their highest hit total of the season as well. So a big day for the Cyclones at the plate, their best day of the year. And the Blue Claws will try to bounce back with the left-hander Fosnaught. The hill out of Westchester University is Brayden and Danville, Pennsylvania. Overcast skies today, temperatures in the mid-50s. After yesterday when it was 70 degrees at first pitch, it's actually, we'll get to the mid-50s, it's 51 degrees right now for the ball game, which will start in about 13 minutes. Light breezes blowing out towards center, nothing too crazy like we saw yesterday when the wind was really whipping out towards dead center, but it is blowing out a little bit as we speak. Blue Claws will be in their Sunday yellows for the first time this season. They did not wear the yellows in their previous Sunday home game 2 weeks ago on April the 7th, but they do today. They're yellow with the cutoff sleeves, Jersey Shore in blue across the chest, Brooklyn in their road grays for the final game of this series. Jersey Shore heads to Aberdeen on Tuesday for a six-game series with the Ironbirds. And those will be all 7:05 games until next Sunday afternoon at 2:05. And then a 12-game in 13-day homestand for Jersey Shore, which will be interesting because they will play two of the better teams in the league. In fact, Bowling Green, 8-6, a half game out of first place in the South. They'll be first. And then Wilmington, who's 10-4 right now in the SAL North, will be in for six games after that, a series that will run through Mother's Day on May the 12th. So, good important stretch for Jersey Shore. Aberdeen is 5-9 to start the season, though they do have a positive run differential at +8. The Blue Claws at 8-6 have a +25 run differential. Fourth place, two games out. Wilmington is a half game up on Hudson Valley. Greensboro's one back. Blue Claws are two games back, entering game 15 of 66 in the first half. So obviously, a very, very long way to go. Blue Claws came into yesterday with a second-best team ERA in the Sally League, but gave up those 9 runs on 14 hits. A bit of a different look Jersey Shore lineup today. A lot of their young, speedy-oriented players are given the day off by manager Greg Brodzinski, so no Justin Crawford, no Imarian Boyd, no Brian Rincon today. So the lineup will feature a new leadoff hitter, Troy Schreffler, leading off for the first time this season, but he's been maybe the Blue Claws' best hitter so far. 9 out of 25 with two homers to start the year, including one on Friday. Leandro Pineda will play right bat, second, then Otto Kemp in third. Henry Mendez, the DH, it's fourth, and Jordan Disson, the catcher. William Burgoyes in second base, batting sixth, and Eric Brito, the shortstop. Chad Castillo will play first base and bat eighth, and Cade Fergus will play left field and bat ninth. Pitching preview brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. At RWJ Barnabas Health, life is better, healthy. So the pitching preview today looks like this. Braden Fosnaught for Jersey Shore and Brandon Sproat for Brooklyn. Now, if this is a familiar pitching matchup, well, it should be because it was the pitching matchup on Tuesday in the first game of the series, which was won by Jersey Shore 3-1. Sproat went four innings, allowed one run on three hits, and Fosnaught went six innings and allowed one run on two hits while striking out 9. He gave him a home run to Mateo Gill, who is in the lineup today, Benji Gill's son, former big leaguer, and he managed the Mexican team in the World Baseball Classic in 2023. So Gill in the lineup today against Fosnot, who accounted for the only run for the Cyclones in that game Tuesday, won by Jersey Shore. Braden is 24 years old. He'll turn 25 in July from Danville, Pennsylvania, as we said, and he went to Westchester University in Pennsylvania. So last year, 24 games, mostly in relief with Clearwater, had a 4.57 ERA, 63 innings, 64 strikeouts, 39 walks. So he did walk a few guys, about 5 per 9. This year, though, only one walk in his first 11 innings. He has struck out 11 batters against that one walk, 6 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. He pitched against Hickory on April 9th in his season debut, gave up one unearned run in 5 innings in that game, and then on Tuesday against Brooklyn, he went 6 innings, allowed 2 hits, 1 run with the 9 Ks. Brandon Sproat, a right-hander for the Mets, who they took in the second round of the draft last year after they took in the third round of the draft the year before but didn't sign him. So they tried again, and they did get him. He went to Florida and was the 17th pick of round 2 a year ago. He didn't pitch last summer for the Mets, instead making his pro debut with Brooklyn on Tuesday of last week, the 9th. Went 2 2/3 in that game, 1 hit, no runs, did walk 5, and struck out 5 against Asheville. And then in the first game of this series, as we said, went 4 innings, allowed 3 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and struck out 5 Blue Claws. Greg Brodzinski, the manager for Jersey Shore, is out there right now with Gilbert Gomez, the manager for Brooklyn, both wearing their jackets on this 50-degree day, and going over the ground rules with the two umpires, Connor Kroll, Lacey High School, class of 2015, and Jamal Allen, who will be on the plate today, with Connor Kroll having done the bases in yesterday's ball game. So Fosnot and Sproat is your pitching matchup here today. Take a look now in the Phillies system before we get started this afternoon. Phillies will host the White Sox again, going for a three-game sweep at 135 with Aaron Nola on the mound. Lehigh Valley will have Taiwan Walker making a major league rehab assignment. He'll face off against Scranton Wilkes-Barre up in Scranton today. That's also a 105 start like this game. Reading 2 playing at 105, and they will get underway in a few minutes. They'll have Efrain Contreras on the hill today, and Clearwater is already going. They're in the fourth inning of their game against Dunedin. That was a 12 o'clock start, and that game no score heading into the top half of the fourth inning. 3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts already for right-hander Mavis Graves, a 20-year-old that the Phillies took out of high school in Taylor, South Carolina in round 6 back in 2022, making his third appearance so far this season for the Threshers, who are 9-5 through 14 games for former Blue Claws manager Marty Malloy. Jersey Shore and Brooklyn will play 27 times this year, but after today, only one more visit to Lakewood for the Cyclones. They'll be here in late May, May 28th through June 2nd for a 6-game set. That'll start that Tuesday night, May 28th at 6:05. And then everything else will be in Brooklyn. The last 15 meetings of the season between the two teams in Brooklyn. One trip in June for 6, a 3-game series in July after the All-Star break, and then a 6-game series August 20th through August 25th. Couple of quick notes on guys not in the lineup but playing well. Justin Crawford began the year 1-for-10. Since then, he's 12-for-41 with 4 multi-hit games. He enters today with an 8-game hitting streak, but again, not in the lineup today, just a routine day off for Crawford. Brian Rincon, who got off to a bit of a slow start this year, has had a double in the ballgame on Friday, and then yesterday he wasn't even supposed to play, but came in for Rodolfo Castro, who was on a rehab assignment and unfortunately re-aggravated an injury, had to come out after 2 innings. Rincon came in, went 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI single. He's also drawn, as we said, 9 walks in 48 plate appearances this year, and he has a very good eye. 68 walks in 425 plate appearances in 2023 between his time in both Jersey Shore and Clearwater. Emarion Boyd had 3 hits and 2 stolen bases on Friday, plus a tremendous catch in center field. And that was a breakthrough game for Boyd, who yesterday did go 0-for-3, but he was hit by a pitch and had a sacrifice bunt as well. And he is not in the lineup today either. So Jersey Shore taking the field right now. Troy Schreffler leads him out into center field. 51 degrees, overcast skies at Shoretown Ballpark for the ball game coming up in just a few minutes. Jordan Disson will do the catching today for Jersey Shore, Pottstown, Pennsylvania. And if he leads the team with 8 runs batted in, tied with Troy Schreffler for the team lead. 2 home runs already this season, both in Hickory last week. He had 4 home runs with Clearwater last year. Eric Brito is 8 for his last 17 after an 0-for-7 start to the season. He will play shortstop today for the Blue Claws and bat 7th. Fosnott and Brandon Sproat, your pitching matchup, and we'll have it for you coming up in just a minute. A win for the Blue Claws means they take 4 out of 6 in the series from the Cyclones. A Brooklyn win, and the teams end up splitting their 6-game series. Blue Claws in Aberdeen starting on Tuesday. Next home game after today is Tuesday, April 30th, against Bowling Green, the Rays affiliate, starting a stretch of 12 home games in 13 days. Nice cheer for Fosnott, who has a big cheering section on hand today, right below us, so I'm sure you'll hear them. They're in section 107. When we come back, the lineup's the first pitch. Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Pleasant, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. I'm Greg Giamborisi, and today the Blue Claws take on the Brooklyn Cyclones, the high A affiliate of the New York Mets. Jersey Shore Phillies affiliates 8-6, and the Mets affiliate Cyclones are 6-8 to start the year. Braden Fosnott, left-hander for Jersey Shore. Brandon Sproat, right-hander on the mound for Brooklyn. A rematch of Tuesday's game, the series opener, won by the Blue Claws 3-1. Fosnott went 6 innings, allowed 1 run. Sproat gave up 1 run in 4. Here's the Brooklyn lineup. It's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, local facilities in Toms River, including Community Medical Center and RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more, visit rwjph.org. Omar De Los Santos will lead off and play center field for the Cyclones today. Then Wilfredo Lara, the DH, and Ryan Clifford, the left fielder. Stanley Consuegra's in right field. He'll bat fourth. Then William Lugo at short. Nick LaRusso is the first baseman, hitting 6th. Then Junior Tillian at third. Mateo Gil, who homered off Fosnott on Tuesday, will play second base. He bats 8th. And batting 9th and doing the catching is Christian Prejudice. So there's your lineup for Brooklyn under the stewardship of manager Gilbert Gomez. In his first season, he managed in low A St. Lucie with obviously many of these same players last summer. Plate umpire today will be Jamal Allen, and the base umpire is Connor Kroll. Gomez is only 32 years old, a native of Santo Domingo, and he also manages the Tigres del Licey in the Dominican Winter League and was the youngest manager to win a league title in that league this past offseason. Fosnott on the mound for Jersey Shore, a 24-year-old left-hander from Danville, Pennsylvania, 6'3", 235 pounds. He went to Westchester University and signed with the Phillies in 2022. Also pitched that summer of 22 for the Trenton Thunder in the MLB Draft League. Omar De Los Santos, the center fielder, stepping in to lead things off here for the Cyclones. And the first pitch of the game from Fosnot, a lefty who rocks and delivers, is fouled back up here over our heads out of play. And the count is no balls and one strike. De Los Santos, 8 for 39, no home runs, 3 RBIs. Must have 8 stolen bases already this year. He's picked off yesterday in second, and he pops this one up out in front of the plate. Coming down from first is Chad Castillo to the right of the mound. He's there to make the catch, and one up and one down for Fosnot, who has allowed two runs total on 6 hits and 11 innings coming into today. 2 starts, 1 walk, and 11 strikeouts at a 4.57 ERA with Clearwater last season. Here's Wilfredo Lara, the designated hitter. This entire Brooklyn lineup is right-handed hitters except Ryan Clifford, who is on deck. The only left-handed hitter on the roster. Fastball strike from Fosnot, and the count nothing at 1. So Fosnot has a nice cheering section. You'll hear they're below us in section 107. Foul back into the screen, and the count is nothing in 2. Those of you watching on MILB TV or the Bally Live app, the section directly behind home plate is 108, and then to my right is 107. It's one section over to the first base side, but if you're watching on MILB TV from the center field camera, it's one section to the left. 0-2 on Lara, and the pitch is a little bit low. Jordan Disson pumped his mitt out at Fosnot as if to say that's exactly where we wanted that one. Lara, 4 for 16. He was the number 23 prospect in the Mets system per the MLB pipeline. And Braden deals the 1-2. Swing at him. His fastball got him. Strike 3. First strikeout for Braden Fosnot. 2 up, 2 down. Here's Ryan Clifford. Defensively for Jersey Shore, it's Kate Fergus in left field. Troy Schreffler in center. Leandro Pineda is in right. Otto Kemp at third. Eric Brito at short. Second baseman is William Bergoya. First baseman is Chad Castillo. And Jordan Disson is doing the catching for Jersey Shore here today. First pitch on the way, the dirt of ranking ball, 1-0 on Clifford, who is at 245 on the year, 12 for 49, but he's 9 for 24 over a current 7-game hitting streak. Was acquired by the Mets last August in the Justin Verlander trade, originally with the Astros was Clifford, and there's a strike called at the knees. He was an 11th round pick of Houston in 2022. And one of the better Mets prospects, the top 5 in their system. 1-1 pitch is high. And the count is 2-1 on Clifford. Danville, Pennsylvania, where Fosnot is from, is north of Harrisburg, just east of Lewisburg, which is where Bucknell is, and our change east of State College, where Penn State is. Fastball down and inside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Then he went to Westchester before signing with the Phillies in 2022. 3 ball, 1 strike count on Ryan Clifford. Fosnot looks for that 1-2-3 first inning, and that one is a little low ball 4. So Clifford draws the free pass and takes first, and that'll bring up the right fielder Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra 9 out of 45 on the year with a home run and 4 RBIs. It's actually the Cyclones' all-time home run leader with 29 and RBI leader with 94, although that's a little misleading because while Brooklyn has been a full season team for 3+ years, this is the 4th. They were short season for many years before that, so really just the leader of the last 4 seasons. There's a strike to Consuegra, and the count nothing at 1. He was with Brooklyn all of last year, hit 23 home runs in 93 games, and has the 1 so far this year, and also hit 5 homers with the Cyclones in 2022. Over 56 games. So he's a Brooklyn veteran. And the 0-1 ripped down the left field line, hooking foul. And they scattered down by the Brooklyn bullpen. And the count nothing in 2. Fosnot might have gotten away with 1 on that pitch. Looked like a little too high up in the zone, and off speed pitch that caught too much of the plate. So no balls and 2 strikes Yeah, that was a changeup that was basically middle. So got away with that one. Here's the 0-2 with Clifford off first. And it's a broken bat blooper over short. That'll drop in to left field for a base hit. Stopping at second base is Clifford. That bat just splintered a bit. Just a little piece of it split off. And Brooklyn has two on and two out in the first inning for their shortstop, William Lugo, who's 5 out of 39 to start the season with no home runs and 3 runs batted in. Jordan Disson, the catcher out in front of the home plate, giving some signs. Lugo was with Brooklyn last year, played 106 games, hit .237 with 11 home runs, and played 28 games with the Cyclones in 2022, where he hit .267 with 4 home runs. So like Consuegra, he's been around Cyclones for a while now, parts of a third season here. First pitch inside, 1-0. So Fosnacht faced these guys on Tuesday, which does add a little bit of interest, kind of a tricky spot for both pitchers, because Brandon Sproat, the starter for Brooklyn, is in the exact same boat. You don't often face a same team in successive starts. Popped up off first, foul, out of play. And I asked him about that a little bit on Wednesday, and he said, you know, I was thinking about that, and it's a little different, but ultimately, you know, the two games are completely independent events, and you know, if I make my pitches, you know, we'll be okay, and if not, it won't be. It doesn't much. He didn't think it really mattered that he faced him a little bit, because, you know, he can make adjustments too. It's not just that they're familiar with him. Here's the 1-1, and that one a little high for a ball. They have a count 2-1 on William Lugo. But, you know, it happens a little bit more now. It never really used to happen in the old scheduling format when you would just play random threes and fours throughout the year. But now when you play six-game series, if a team uses a five-man rotation, somebody faces the team Tuesday and Sunday, pop back foul out of play, and have a count 2-2 on Lugo. And both of these teams, the Cyclones and the Blue Claws, use traditional five-man rotation. So your Tuesday starter, more likely than not in a five-man rotation, is going to be your Sunday starter as well and face the same team twice in a row. So it does happen occasionally, and it does happen here with both pitchers. Here's the 2-2, and swinging a foul tip held by Disson, got him, strike three. Two strikeouts in the scoreless first for Braden Fosnacht. No runs on one hit. There were no errors and two left on. We played half an inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. It's Brooklyn nothing. Blue Claws coming to bat on Bally Live, blueclaws.com, and MILB TV. Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to blueclaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's blueclaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Troy Schreffler will lead off here for Jersey Shore as we head into the bottom of the first inning in a scoreless game against right-hander Brandon Sproat. Schreffler in center, Leandro Pineda in right, Otto Kemp at third. Then it's Henry Mendez, the DH, up at fourth with Jordan Disson hitting fifth and doing the catching. William Bergoya will play second base, bat sixth. Then Eric Brito at short. Chad Castillo's at first base, hits eighth. Cade Fergus at left field, bats ninth for the Blue Claws. Greg Brodzinski is coaching down at third, Beth Greenwood at first, and Brandon Sproat, the right-hander out of the University of Florida, on the mound. First pitch showing bunt is Schreffler, and he takes a strike over the outside corner, and the count nothing and one. Blue Claws lineup was brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus, and RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. Schreffler inside, outs one to end to right, toward the line, Fensuegra's there, and makes the catch for the first out. So Schreffler, who was 9 for 25 to start the season, flies out to left field, one up, one down. And here's the right fielder for the Blue Claws, Leandro Pineda. This for Sproat, his third professional appearance. He was drafted in the second round last year but didn't pitch last summer with the Mets after his long season with the University of Florida. Here's Pineda, who homered yesterday and has two this week, and he chops one foul, first base son. So 6 2/3, 4 hits, a run, 7 walks, 10 Ks for Sproat. Struck out 5, walked 2, and 4 innings on Tuesday, gave up the 1 run. He managed 2 2/3 scoreless against Asheville in his pro debut on April 9th, but did walk 5 in that game. And Pineda, good rip, fouls it back, and it's over 295 on that fastball from Brandon Sproat. Those of you watching on MILB TV or the Bally Live app, as Pineda steps out, the radar gun attached to the scorebug there is the Hawkeye Reading radar gun. So you can trust it. No longer the radar gun on the balcony up here, as Pineda takes high and outside at 97 on that fastball. And the count, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sproat was actually drafted twice by the Mets. They took him in the third round of 2022 and didn't sign him, so tried again, took him the second round last year. Slider fouled away, third base side, count still 1 ball 2 strikes. He was actually drafted 3 times, 2019 by the Rangers in the 7th round, but he didn't sign. He stuck it out in Florida in hopes of increasing his draft status, and he didn't sign for $1.4 million last year. Pineda the other way, slices and foul, but Leandro doing well to stay alive here, fouling off a few pitches. And the count remains 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 1 and 2 on Pineda. And Sproat into the line. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, line the other way. Picked beautifully on a short hop by third baseman Junior Tilly. And he throws over to first to get him for out number two. Hard hit ball by Pineda. That was a really good at bat. Fouled off a bunch of pitches and then got the barrel of the bat on that one, 101 miles an hour off the bat. And Tilly made a really good pick on a tough play for the second out of the inning. So two out and nobody on, and that'll bring up Otto Kemp, the third baseman. And the first pitch is a fastball high. And the count is 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kemp on a rehab assignment. He's on the Reading Fightin' Phil's IL, double A. 4 for 11 with the Blue Claws this week. Has 3 RBIs. And he hits a grounder to third. Tillian, long right to his left. Can't get it. Backhand, deep short. Lugo, off balance. Throw to first. It is not in time. That'll be an infield base hit for Otto Kemp. His 5th and 12 at bats. That was a really tough play. Deep hole by Lugo. And the throw to first was not in time. So Kemp aboard. He stole 17 bases with Clearwater last year and has a stolen base this week. So he is a threat. Blue Claws, as we said before, a lot of their top stolen base threats, Justin Crawfordy, Marion Boyd, Brian Rincon, not in the lineup today. Here's Henry Mendez, and the first pitch to him, big cut and a miss. A good heavy changeup from Sproat, and the count is nothing and one. Mendez 9 for 27, 3 RBIs. He had 2 hits in each of his first 2 games of the season. His first year with the Phillies, came over from Milwaukee in November, who had originally signed him. Fastball way inside. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Big, strong left-handed hitter from Santo Domingo. 6'3", 211 pounds. And still young. He's only 20. Will not turn 21 until November. Throw to first. Had him leaning and just in there safely is Kemp. Greg Brodzinski, the manager, coaching at third, goes through a few signs. as Kemp takes his lead. No score, bottom half of the first. Long hold by Sproat. Runner goes, pitches outside, throw to second is wide and not in time. Kemp goes in head first, throws to the third base side of the bag, and Lugo couldn't get the tag across in time. So a stolen base for Otto Kemp, and the Blue Claws have a runner in scoring position with two men down. Blue Claws tried to run a lot on Pretch, and he threw two base stealers out on Thursday. Eight straight games now with a stolen base for the Blue Claws, who are 24 for 28 as a team. And that's 27 career steals for Kemp. Pitch to Mendez in the dirt, breaking ball. Nice block by Christian Pregent. And it's 3-1. Jordan Disson is on deck for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws in their Sunday yellows, their sleeveless yellow jerseys that say Jersey Shore in blue across the chest. And they have the red sleeves underneath. Three balls, one strike. Pitch on the inside corner. Fastball at 96 miles an hour. And the count is full at 3-2. Shortstop is Lugo. He's playing up near the bag at second. And there's a huge hole on the left side of the infield for Henry Mendez. 3-2. Big lead for Kemp. Pitch is outside. Ball four. Took something off there and missed down and away. So first walk allowed by Sproat. And that will bring up the right-handed hitting catcher, Jordan Disson, who has a chance to give the Blue Claws the lead. Sproat has now walked eight batters in 7 1/3 innings so far this season. Disson 7-for-31, two home runs, eight runs batted in on the season for the right-handed batter from Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Kemp, good lead off second. He'll go on contact. Second baseman is Gill, keeping him close. Big cut at him. It's a fastball, nothing in one. Clifford, De Los Santos, Consuegra left to right of the outfield for the Cyclones. Tillian at third, Lugo at short, Gill at second, LaRusso at first with Pregent, as we said, doing the catching behind the plate. So 0-1 the count here on Jordan Disson. Open stance, pitch outside for a ball. And count 1-1, again 96 from Brandon Sproat, a very hard throwing right-hander. Second round pick by the Mets last year at the University of Florida. This will be his 19th pitch of the first inning. Two on, two out, breaking ball, strike the slider. Catching the corner, and the count on Disson, 1-2. William Bergoglio would be next if Jordan can extend this inning. Base hit would give the Blue Claws the lead. They have scored first in 9 of their 14 games. Here's the 1-2, and it's way outside. Another 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and that evens the count at 2-2. So Sproat got the first two guys, but then Kemp singled, and Mendez walked with two out. So a little mini rally here for Jersey Shore. We'll see if they can cash it in. Overcast skies, wind blowing out to center. And the 2-2 to Disson is a broken bat blooper into shallow right field over the head of LaRusso. It drops in for a base hit. Kemp around third to score. Mendez on his way to third. And Jordan Disson's got his ninth ribby of the season. An opposite field RBI single. And the Blue Claws take the 1-0 lead. Looked like he kind of got sawed off on the inside part of the plate and broke his bat, but he muscles it out over the head of the first baseman, Nick LaRusso, and it drops into right field. So three straight two-out base runners for Jersey Shore, and the Blue Claws have the early lead here on Sunday afternoon in Shortown. Not done yet. First and third for William Bergoglio, the left-handed hitting second baseman. 7-for-35 on the year for the 19-year-old Venezuela. And the pitch on the way is down at its side. Bergoglio had a four-hit game on April 6th, the second game of the season. But since then is only 3 for his last 29. He is one of the younger players in the league. In fact, Brooklyn already now getting somebody up in the pen in case Sproat can't get out of this inning. 1-0, ripped up the first baseline, but foul just out in front of it. And the count is 1 ball and 1 strike on Bergoglio. So Baseball America every year puts out a list of the youngest players in each league. And Bergoglio is the third youngest player on any opening day Sally League roster. That's of 360 guys. Hard grounded at first right at LaRusso. Scoops it up and steps on the bag, and the inning is over. But the Blue Claws do take the lead at two on Rally. One run on two hits. There were no errors and two left on. We have played one inning. It's 1-0 Jersey Shore on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head into the top half of the second inning, and the Blue Claws at 1-0 lead on the RBI single by Jordan Disson. Braden Fosnot put two on in the top of the first, but got out of the jam. Our guest is Kristen Hickman from Roselle Park Middle School. She's part of the NJEA Teacher Recognition Program and kind enough to join us from Roselle Park. Came down today. Threw out a first pitch. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Here's Fosnot's first pitch, a fastball to Nick LaRusso down and inside. And the count is 1-1 and no strikes. LaRusso 9 for 38, two homers, including a walk-off home run that he hit last Sunday against Asheville. Fosnot the left-hander, and the pitch in there for a called strike. How was your first pitch?
Oh, it was amazing.
Strike?
It was not.
That's okay.
right before the plate.
That's okay. So tell us a little bit about your background. Obviously one of the top teachers in the state, recognized by our friends at the NJEA. It's the pitch in there for a called strike. How long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching at the middle school for about 17 years. This is my 18th year. I started as a science teacher, and now I am a middle school STEM teacher, so I teach all through 6th through 8th grade now.
1-1, two strikes on LaRusso, and Fosnot's pitch is lined back up the middle, base hit. The changeup that had too much of the plate, and a single to center for LaRusso. He's aboard at first with nobody out. 1-0 Blue Claws. It brings up right-handed hitting third baseman Junior Tillian. So what made you decide you wanted to get into teaching in the first place?
Actually, I went to get a degree in forensic science, and while I was getting my master's, I started teaching at the college level and fell in love with teaching and decided to switch down to middle school to just impact their lives so that they went on to have science fields.
Here is Tillian, 7 for 40 on the year. Runner at first is LaRusso, held on by Chad Castillo, and the pitch is high and outside. It's 1-1 and no strikes. So what's the most satisfying part of the job for you?
I would say when I have students come back and let me know that they went into a field that I impacted them and they really fell in love with science and decided to follow that career path.
Fastball strike, and the count is 1-1. So what did you major in?
My undergrad is in biology, okay. And then my master's is in forensic science.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Then I went back and got a master's in education.
1-1, one strike, throw to first by Fosnot. Did you ever think about a career in police work, like doing the forensic stuff?
So I did. I worked at the crime lab for a little bit and just decided teaching was a better path for me. And I just really love it and I stick to it.
1-1, one strike, and that one fouled back, and the count 1-2. So what kinds of things are you teaching?
So for sixth grade, I teach design and technology, so they learn a little bit about computer programs and how to do designing. The seventh grade class I teach is medical detectives, which they learn about the medical field. Eighth grade, I teach robotics, and then my students also participate in the TSA, which is the Technology Student Association competition.
High pop foul, first base side, out of play, and the count is still one ball and two strikes. So the kids now, and I don't know if this was the case when you started teaching, you said 17 years ago, but it's definitely the case compared to when I was in sixth, seventh, eighth grade. You know, they're just given so many more opportunities to take unique and I guess more interesting classes than I did. I'm sure when you started too. Here's the 1-2 pitch outside and a balk. A pitch clock violation was called on Fosnot, so that'll be an automatic ball and the count is 2-2.
So, yeah, I mean, it's very different that we have to adapt to what students are, and we also have to look at technology and expanding just for what the students need in the outside world. And we've really looked at more focused on career and technical education that is definitely advancing with technology.
High fly ball, shallow left field. Out goes Brito. Fergus charging in. Cade is there, the left fielder, to make the catch. Four out number one. Back to first goes LaRusso. And that'll bring up the second baseman, Mateo Gil. So what do we got, about 8 weeks left in the school year?
About, yeah.
Okay. You got any good, exciting plans for the summer?
I'm going away without my own children.
Oh, good.
A childless vacation.
Your children are here.
They are, and they're well aware of my vacation without them.
Where are you going?
St. Lucia.
Beautiful.
Yes. Last year, we were able to take the kids over to Portugal.
Pitches inside of the count, 1-0.
But this year, we get to go without them.
And where are they going?
Grandma's house.
One ball, no strikes on Gill. 4-for-22. He homered off Fosnot on Tuesday. And the pitch is cut on and missed a fastball. And it's one ball and one strike on Mateo Gill. Christian Pregen on deck, runner at first. And one out in the top half of the second. We're talking with Kristen Hickman of Roselle Park Middle School. And she is here as part of our NJEA Teacher Recognition Program. How did you... swing and a miss, 1-2. How did you end up here? Did you apply or did they just pick you? How'd that work out?
So I won Union County Teacher of the Year.
And okay.
I was also
congratulations.
Thank you. I was also a finalist for State Teacher of the Year. And so then I was invited for this opportunity as being the representation for Union County for the 2024 school year.
Very cool. How long did it take you to get down here?
Maybe about 45, 50 minutes.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah, no.
Have you been here before?
I have not been to this stadium. I've been to the other
Somerset?
Affiliates.
Yeah, I've been to Somerset.
And I've also been to Trenton.
Okay.
And when Newark still had theirs, I was also in Newark.
1-2 has popped up on the infield. Burgoyne, the second baseman, on the dirt. Lets it drop wisely and then shovels to second for the force play. What a nice play by Burgoyne. And the reason they did that was because they swap out a slower runner in Gill for LaRusso. And I think Burgoyne was also trying to see if maybe... if Gill wasn't running hard up the line, if they might have been able to turn a double play. So, not a bad idea. And Burgoyne let that ball bounce. So, officially, it's a 4-6 fielder's choice on the pop-up, which more times than not, basically 100 times out of 100, would have been a simple pop-out to the second baseman. Here's Pregent, who takes a strike. He's the catcher, 3-for-20 to start the year. Blue Claws lead it 1-0 on the Jordan Disson RBI single. With Brooklyn batting now top half of the second. Fosnot works on the third base side of the rubber, the left-hander. The righty Pregent, and the pitch is a little bit low, and it's one ball and one strike. So what's your favorite class to teach?
The medical detectives class. It's kind of a forensic science intro where the students learn, and they have to actually get fake patients and diagnose them.
That's cool. Popped up foul, first base. Give me an example of like a lesson or like a project.
So the students would get information about a patient. They would get their vital signs and just some subtle information, and then they have to come up with questions to ask the patient, and they go through a diagnostic dictionary in order to identify what disease they have, and then they have to come up with a treatment plan for them.
So like you watch a lot of those crime dramas. Here's the pitch. A runner goes. Burgoyne went to cover second, and the ball goes in behind him. Base hit into center. Around second goes Gill. He hits the third. And they're on the corners for the Cyclones with two away. Tough break for Fosnot, who induced a pretty soft ground ball. But Bergoglio went to cover second base, and he left a big hole there with a runner going. So that worked out well on a hit and run. And now they're on the corners, one away for De Los Santos, who popped up his first time up to the first baseman.
So I'm not really big on crime shows as much anymore because I really know what it's like.
Yeah.
I
gotcha.
However, when it comes to medical shows, I am interested in the ones that are a little bit more realistic and not as...
Well, what's a good medical show that's realistic that you'd recommend? Push-butt by De Los Santos, but it goes foul behind the plate.
I have to say I do like The Good Doctor. I think it also brings in just inclusivity of everyone, different backgrounds, and then also it has the nice medical piece to it also.
What channel is that on?
ABC.
Okay. There you go. No balls, one strike on De Los Santos. But was that kind of what you were doing?
No.
Like the...
I
popped
worked...
up first base side, backing up Castillo. That should end the inning. He's got it. Go ahead.
I worked in... I did a lot of fingerprint identification, and then I would also work... when I worked in the crime lab with my interning, I did autopsies. To help with that.
Yeah.
So it was a little different. It's just a lot of the...
Where was it?
In Union County.
Oh, in Union County.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So now, I mean, a lot of the dramas that you see out there now, I mean, they have all this high-tech stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone's involved, and it just... I mean, maybe nowadays it's there. I mean,
and every case
year,
is
wasn't.
The biggest case in the world. Like, it would be, like, the biggest story of the year, and it's every week, you know?
Yeah, and it's... I mean, and... That you got 50 million people that are
for
working
sure.
on a case, and really you don't have that many resources in most areas. I mean, it might have changed, but back then when I was doing it, it was not the case.
Kristen Hickman, Roselle Park Middle School. Keep up the great work. Congratulations, and thanks for joining.
Thank you so much for having me.
No runs on two hits and two left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. And the Blue Claws lead it 1-0 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable...
Bottom of the second inning, Blue Claws lead it 1-0, and Eric Brito leading it off here for Jersey Shore against right-hander Brandon Sproat. There was action in the Cyclone pen in the first, but Sproat back out there. He had allowed three straight batters to reach there at the end of the first inning, and his pitch count jumped up below 20, so they had somebody up just in case. He was at 24 as he finished it off. Blue Claws lead it 1-0 on the base hit by Jordan Disson. And Brito takes high, one ball, make it two balls, and no strikes. Eric, 8 for 24 to start the year. He'll be followed by Chad Castillo and Cade Fergus, 7, 8, and 9 for Jersey Shore. Here's the 2-0 pitch taken, and a strike called at the knees. Blue Claws thought that was low, and the Hawkeye dashboard says maybe not low, but maybe a touch outside. So 2-1 on Brito. And Sproat, hard-throwing right-hander, slider, bouncer to Tilly in at third place at belt high, moving to his left, sidearms to first, and that's out number one. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Coca-Cola. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. It's energy you want and taste that you love. Elsewhere in the Philly system today, Philly's about to get underway or just underway against the White Sox at Citizens Bank Park with Aaron Nola on the mound. Lehigh Valley, no score. Taiwan Walker on the hill there in Scranton. Redding leading Binghamton 1-0 there in the middle of the third. Here's Chad Castillo, who takes a little bit low in the count, one ball and no strikes. And Clearwater now a 3-0 lead behind Mavis Graves there at Dunedin. They started at 12 o'clock today. And the 1-0 pitch to Castillo in there for a strike. Chad is 3-for-20, does have two RBIs, 1-for-4 on Thursday. And then Friday celebrated his birthday. Turned 24 years old. Both he and Jonathan Petit turned, or had a birthday on Friday. Petit turned 23 as Castillo swings and misses. And the count is 1-2. Sproat faced Fasnacht, the pitching matchup today, back on Tuesday in the first game of the series. Blue Claws won that one 3-1. Sproat gave up one run in four innings. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a foul tip held by catcher Pregent, and that's strike three. First strikeout for Sproat in this game, and that brings up left fielder Cade Fergus, who's 5-for-20 to start the year. The former George Washington University product down in D.C. said he got spotted at a showcase event late in his high school career by the GW coaches and ended up there. Loved his time in D.C. And he hits this one high in the air to center. Medium depth, De Los Santos a few feet to his left and back to make the catch. And that retires the side. An easy inning for Sproat as the Blue Claws go 1-2-3. Go to the third, 1-0, Jersey Shore. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Braden Fasnacht back out there for the top half of the third inning. Jersey Shore with a 1-0 lead. A first inning RBI single for Jordan Disson. Wilfredo Lara leading it off here for Brooklyn. He's DHing today. Fasnacht struck him out back in the first. Lara, right-handed batter. The whole Brooklyn team is, except for Clifford, who's on deck. First pitch is at the knees, a strike. And the count is 0-1. Lara signed with the Mets in 2021 for just $25,000. But off to a good start in his career, though he waves at that one. High and outside fastball. And the count is 1-2. So Fasnacht looking for what would be his third strikeout. And here's the pitch. And a little blooper in a shallow left center. Charging on Fergus, charging on Schreffler, who dives and makes the catch. Troy Schreffler lost his hat, but grabs the ball. One down in the third. Great play by Schreffler, who's been playing primarily in the corner, but he is a center fielder really by trade. Blue Claws just have a bunch of center fielders on the roster. And he's one of them, gets out in center today, and that's a great diving grab for the first out here in the third inning. That'll bring up Ryan Clifford, the left-handed hitting left fielder, and he hits this one down the right field line very high and very foul, looking into the first base picnic area, and that is strike one. Fasnacht got the pitch where a number of former Blue Claws and Blue Claws over the last few years have gone in the winter. That's Adelaide, Australia, and they won the Australian Baseball League Championship. 0-1 is high, 1-1. Second straight year that Adelaide won the ABL title. Braden was there for the second one this year. And there's the 1-1 pitch, and that's in there for a called strike. And the count 1-2. He loved it so much that when we asked him for his favorite vacation spot on media day this year, he said Adelaide, Australia. Of course, former Blue Claws manager Chris Adamson runs the show down there. There's the 1-2 pitch inside, and that just missed for a ball, 2-2. But right where he wanted it. In fact, Jordan Disson pointed his mitt at Foss, not as if to say, yep, that's the spot. Here's the 2-2, breaking ball. That one slipped out of his hands and sails high, ball 3. Clifford walked his first time. He has hit safely in 7 straight games, over which he is 9 for 24. And here's the 3-2, and that's just inside, barely missing for ball 4. So Clifford has walked now twice. Both Fosnod walks to Clifford, and that'll bring up Consuegra, the right fielder who singled his first time. Brooklyn had a little 2-out rally there in the first inning with a walk and a single, but Lugo struck out to win the inning. Now they have a runner at first and 1 out, and here's Consuegra. High set for Brayton, and the pitch is way outside. And they check swing on, or they appeal on a check swing, but he didn't go. Fosnod ended up at Westchester University in Pennsylvania, not that far outside of Philly. Alma mater of our buddy Steve Potter, PhilliesBaseballFan.com. Swing and a miss by Consuegra, and the count is 1-1. Blue Claws lead it 1-0 here, top half of the third. A win, and that's 4-2 this week for the Blue Claws, and a loss, and they end up splitting the series. That one, a little inside, maybe high. 2-1 on Consuegra. He and Lugo, who is on deck, both made their Cyclones debuts in 2022 at the end of the season and have been here since. They were both here all of last year. 2-1 is low. Change up, and the count 3-1. For Fosnod, this is his third start of the season, second in a row against Brooklyn, as we talked about before. And yeah, asked him if that was a little tricky to pitch against a team twice in a row, and he said that's what he kind of thought originally, but as the more he thought about it, and this is, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, so as long as you make your pitches, every game is a, you know, totally independent event, which makes sense, of course. That one low, back-to-back walks for Fosnod, and that'll put runners at first and second and 1 out and bring up the shortstop, William Lugo. So Jordan Disson, the catcher, heads out to the mound to talk to his pitcher and the pitching coach, Brad Ferguson, and he will make his way out to the mound. Blue Claws Baseball is brought to you by Toyota World of Lakewood. You'll have plenty of options to choose from in your used car search at Toyota World of Lakewood. You'll find all the same new Toyota models in our used inventory, which means a pre-owned Camry, RAV4, or Tundra could be yours. Toyota World of Lakewood is on Route 88 or online at LakewoodToyota.com. White Sox scored twice in the first inning off Aaron Nola. They lead the Phillies 2-0. A 2-run home run by Eloy Jimenez off of Nola. Lehigh Valley and Scranton scoreless in the fourth. Reading trails Binghamton 2-1. Efrain Contreras in the mound for Reading today. They're at the bottom of the third in Binghamton. Clearwater a 3-1 lead over Dunedin. That was a 12 o'clock start, so that came already into the sixth inning. Mavis Graves went 5 scoreless, 9 strikeouts. Here's Lugo, and he fouls one back to our right up here, and it hits off the window. The press box, unfortunately, didn't break. We've seen that happen before, but it didn't happen there, thankfully. No balls, 1 on Lugo. And the pitch by Fosnod, swinging a miss. Went to the changeup that time, and Lugo over the top of it, nothing in 2. Fastball, changeup, cutter, slider for Braden Fosnod. his favorite baseball player of all time is the great Sandy Koufax. That one is on the outside corner. Got him strike three. Change up again from Fosnot, and he picks up strikeout number three. He has fanned Lugo twice now. Two away, and that'll bring up the first baseman, Nick LaRusso. LaRusso, a right-handed batter out of the University of Maryland, who played at Villanova before that. And he rips one up third, foul. No balls and a strike. LaRusso played with Danny Wilkinson, Blue Claws left-handed reliever at Villanova. Wilkinson struck him out earlier in the series. And then that was on Thursday. And then yesterday it was LaRusso who got the better of Wilkinson with a base hit. 0-1, and Fosnot's pitch is in the dirt. Nice block by Disson. And it's one ball, one strike. Blue Claws off to Aberdeen on Tuesday. They've already played the Ironbirds once and took 2 out of 3 from them here the first weekend of the season, winning the first two and then losing the Sunday finale. They'll play 6 there, then 12 at home against two good teams. 1-1 inside and low for a ball, 2-1. It'll be Bowling Green first. Blue Claws have only played Bowling Green once back in 2009. Bowling Green spent many years in the Midwest League after that 1 year in the Sally League. And then Wilmington, who's in first place in the North, will be in fastball low. And the count is 3-1. So two out runners at first and second for the Cyclones. Bowling Green off to an 8-6 start. So that'll be a good test, those two series, for Jersey Shore. 3-1, the count on LaRusso. Junior Tillian would be next. 1-0, Blue Claws, top of the third. High set for Fosnot. Here's the pitch. Change up outside. He walked it. Ball four. So that's four walks in the game for Fosnot. Three in the inning. He's walked the bases loaded. And that'll bring up Tillian. And you wonder if Blue Claws might get somebody up here in the bullpen at some point. 60 pitches for Fosnot so far. Here is Tillian, and yes, they will get somebody up. Ryan Leach, bullpen catcher down there. Here's the first pitch, and Tillian skies it foul down the first base line out of play. Tillian on the year is 7 for 41. He flew out to Ferguson left field earlier. He's a 21-year-old from San Pedro de Macari, the Dominican Republic. Hit 243 last year between St. Lucie and Brooklyn. 0-1 pitch is off the mitt of Disson, back to the screen, and a run will score. That'll be a pass ball on Jordan Disson. In from third is Clifford, and Consweger goes to third, LaRusso goes to second. So the high fastball, Disson just got a glove on it, but it wasn't, you know, over his head or anything. He just missed it. And a pass ball allows the tying run to score. Jonathan Petit is the pitcher, slowly getting loose for the Blue Claws, and their bullpen down the line in right field. So a 1-1 game, and Tillian with a chance to give Brooklyn the lead. One ball and one strike to count, and the pitch is foul tipped, held by Disson, and the count is 1-2. So 1-2, runner, big lead off third. And the pitch outside. Two-seam fastball runs away. And it's 2-2 on Junior Tillian. Petit throwing in the pen. In the bottom of the inning, the Blue Claws will have the top of the order. Schreffler, Pineda, and Otto Kemp. And the pitch. Grounded to third. Right there is Kemp. Steps and throws across. And a little low, but dug out no problem by Chad Castillo. And that retires the side. Brooklyn does tie the game. One run, no hits. There were no errors of pass ball. Two left. That'll be an unearned run. We played 2.5, and It's 1-1 on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now!
So that run unearned to Fosnot because of the pass ball on Disson. So it's 1-1 as we head to the bottom of the third, top of the order, and here's Troy Schreffler, who flew out to right field this first time. Brandon Sprotbeck out there, the starter for the Cyclones. 1-1 game, and the first pitch is high for a ball. And I have a count, 1-1, and no strikes on Troy, who homered on Friday night and is off to a good start to the season, 9-for-26. Two homers, 8 ribbies so far this season. That one, fastball strike on the outside corner. And the count is 1-1 on Trent of the University of Maryland from Harrisburg. Leandro Pineda and Otto Kemp are the next two. And the 1-1 pitch is big cut and a miss and a fastball. And that makes the count 1-2. Final game of the series. Blue Claws have won 3 of 5, trying to get to a 4-2 series after they went 3-3 last week down in Hickory, where they played pretty well. And Schreffler hits a roller to second. There is Gill, throws to first, one away. 5 in a row now, set aside by Spro. Think Claws probably felt they should have won 4 out of the 6, maybe 5 out of the 6 from Hickory, but ended up splitting that series. And if they end up splitting this series and lose today, they'll, I'm sure, feel a little disappointed with that, because especially after you win 3 of the first 4. Wind blowing out towards center and right. Here's Pineda, who has 2 homers this week. Takes a fastball inside for ball 1. Homered yesterday to deep right center, just to the right of the boardwalk games out there. It's a tough place to reach, no matter what the wind is. And the 1-0 is lined the other way towards left center, but De Los Santos from center over to cut it off and make the catch, 2 down. Well, hit pretty hard, but Pineda lines out 2-away, and that'll bring up Otto Kemp, the Blue Claws right-handed hitting third baseman, who singled in the first inning with 2 out, stole second, and then came around to score 2 batters later on the base hit by Jordan Disson. Henry Mendez on deck for the Blue Claws. First pitch to Kemp is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. And the count, nothing in one. So 2 out, nobody on. Fosnot will be back out for the 4th. But I think this is going to be Sproat's last inning, because Brooklyn about to get somebody loose in their bullpen. Swing and a miss. Kemp over the slider. And the count is 0-2. Sproat, a second-round pick. Mets drafted him twice. Third round in 2022 and didn't sign him, and then took him again in the second round of 2023 and did sign him. Pitched last year at University of Florida. Didn't pitch professionally last year, and made his pro debut with Brooklyn last week. Here's the 0-2, and a laser up first, but foul by Kemp. 0-2. Good to have Otto back. He was such a big part of the Blue Claws playoff push last season. It just seemed like every time they got a big hit or a big play or a big inning, he was involved one way or another. Obviously, he wasn't involved in all of them, but he just kind of felt that way. He just had a huge impact. That one is high. And the count is 1-2. And obviously, it's a very close-knit group that they have. They were, this core group, for the most part, was with Clearwater last year when they had one of the best records in all of minor league baseball. Swinging a miss, 96 miles an hour from Sproat. And he gets it past Kemp to retire the side. Two strikeouts for Sproat, who retires the last seven that he faces. Blue Claws go in order in the third, and we go to the fourth. Your score is Brooklyn 1 and Jersey Shore 1 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head into the top half of the fourth. And Jersey Shore with the lead. Or excuse me, had the lead. Now it's tied at one. Cheese won the pork legged cheese race. So the standings. And that one foul back by Mateo Gill. And the count nothing in one. The standings heading into the third homestand. Pork roll 5, cheese 2, egg 1. And I know you were wondering about that. Gill swings at a breaking ball and taps it foul at home plate. No balls and 2 strikes. So Jersey Shore and Brooklyn tied at 1. Brooklyn has left 6 men on base already through the first couple of innings of this game, through 3 turns at bat, 2 in each inning. And 4 of those 6 were left in scoring position. So they've had chances, but Luklaus and Fosnot has been able to bear down. And not only that, the run they scored was unearned. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him. Strike 3. 4 strikeouts for Fosnot. The run they got was unearned because of a pass ball on Jordan Disson. But Braden has walked 4 through 3 1/3 and allowed 3 hits. Here's the 9-hitter Christian Pregin, who has 1 of the hits, a single in the second. And it was stranded at first base. Pregin, 23-year-old, takes outside from Stetson University to DeLand, Florida. 10th round pick in 2023 by the Mets. And he lifts this one in the air to right field. Pineda drifting over to his right, and long run. He's there, waits for it, and makes the catch. And that is out number 2. That'll flip the lineup over and bring up Omar De Los Santos, the leadoff batter for Brooklyn. De Los Santos, a speedball, who in 2022 with St. Lucie stole 70 bases, and then 37 last year with Brooklyn, 8 already this year, 8-for-9 to start the year. And he takes inside, count 1-0. I think this will be Braden's last inning. Jonathan Petit is warming in the bullpen. Fosnot up to 71 pitches, and that's a breaking ball cut on and missed. Good slider. And the count is ball and a strike on De Los Santos. Fosnot in the game the other day threw 77. That one driven deep but fell down the left field line. And well out of play heading onto the grass berms in the fire pits. Down that left field line, one ball, two strikes. 74 and 77 for Fosnot in his first two starts. So this will probably be it. This is number 74. Here's the pitch, and it is inside. Castillo at first, Brito at short, Bergoglio from second, and Fergus from left all took a step or three toward the first base dugout, thinking Fosnot had struck out De Los Santos to end the inning. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him there. A curveball, strike three. Five strikeouts for Braden Fosnot, four innings, and one unearned run. We head to the bottom of the fourth, and we're tied at one on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head into the bottom of the fourth inning, and it's 1-1. Blue Claws got a run in the first on a base hit by Jordan Disson. Brooklyn got a run in the third on a pass ball from Jordan Disson. Jordan will bat second in this inning. But first, it's Henry Mendez. So Mendez the DH, Disson the catcher, Bergoglio the second baseman. 4-5-6 for the Blue Claws. Bottom of the fourth, time called. And it looks like, oh, there's a baseball. Yep, a baseball from the bullpen that was behind home plate. So one of the bat boys grabs that, and we are ready to go. Here's Mendez, batting from the left side. He walked his first time. And the first pitch on the way is high, a fastball up and outside. And the count, one ball and no strike. So this is still Brandon Sproat. And they leave him in, but there is action in the bullpen for Brooklyn, so I don't think it'll be too much longer for Sproat. Fastball there, called strike, and the count 1-1. We thought that was it for him after the third because they had a right-hander warming up, but maybe they wanted to get him up to 50 pitches or so. He was at 44 coming into the inning. And here's the 1-1 pitch. That's down an inside slider. Misses. Two balls, one strike. Brooklyn in their road grays. BKLYN across the chest in navy blue. And they're gray jerseys with navy blue sleeves. Another ball gets loose from the bullpen. So Jonathan Petit was throwing before. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Mendez. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball. But he's not throwing now. That is Alex Rayo, who will be the new pitcher when we head into the top half of the fifth. So Fosnot goes four innings. He won't factor in the decision. Gave up one unearned run on three hits. Two balls, two strikes on Henry Mendez, and that's way inside. Fastball backs him off the plate. The count 3-2. Blue Claws with a win would go 4-2 in the series against Brooklyn and get to 9-6. This is the best start in franchise history. Blue Claws have notoriously been a slow-starting club over the years for whatever the reason. 3-2, grounder back toward the middle, and that's going to sneak through to the right of the bag at second. Lugo, the shortstop, was closest to it, but couldn't get it. And a leadoff single here for Henry Mendez to start the fourth. Third hit for Jersey Shore, and that'll be it for Sproat, I think. Here comes Gilbert Gomez, and they are going to go to the bullpen. So Sproat goes three innings plus. He's allowed one run so far. He is responsible for Mendez. Three hits, one walk, and he struck out two. So Mendez with that base hit is now 10 for 28 on the season. His first with the Phillies. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen. And that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. So Sproat's day is over. And a new pitcher into the game for Jersey Shore. And that is going to be right-hander Ben Simon from East Windsor, New Jersey. Not that far from here. And he will take over in the bottom half of the fourth inning of this 1-1 ball game. Simon makes his fifth appearance on the year. He's thrown six innings, allowed eight hits and four runs, two walks. And he has struck out seven. He was on the Mets spring breakout roster earlier this season and pitched last year between the Florida Compex League and St. Lucie. 13th round pick by the Mets last season out of Elon University, which is in North Carolina. So Simon warming up now. He'll face Jordan Disson, William Bergoya, and then Eric Brito. He went to Hightstown High School, did Ben Simon. And this will be his second appearance of the series. He pitched on Wednesday through a scoreless inning with two strikeouts. So I would imagine they're going to try to get a couple of innings out of him. He already has one game this year on April 10th, where he threw two and a third innings and 44 pitches. So since it's only the fourth, I guess they're going to try to get a couple out of him. And here's Disson to face him in a tie game, bottom of the fourth. One run on three hits for each team. Mendez leads off first base. Simon out of the stretch. First pitch is lifted foul, first base side, out of play. And the count is no balls and one strike on Disson. William Bergoya and Eric Brito are the next two here for Jersey Shore. Mendez not really a big threat to steal as he leads off of first. Simon's breaking ball catches the outside corner. Good pitch. And the count is a ball and two strikes. Time called at home plate. Blue Claws in their Sunday yellows, the sleeveless jerseys with the red shirts underneath. Jersey Shore in blue across the chest. Red number on the back, no name. Mendez leads off first. And the pitch is a breaking ball, or fastball rather, swing and a miss. And Disson chased a high, hard one for strike three. First strikeout for Simon, that was 95 miles an hour on the high, hard one, and Jordan is down swinging. Disson had the RBI single to drive in the Blue Claws to run, but he strikes out here. And here's Bergoya. Bergoya, one of the younger players in the league. The third youngest among opening day roster members of the 12 Sally League teams. Runner bluffs, pitch inside, no throw. Mendez back to first, ball one. And that is 360 players. He was the third youngest. That's per Baseball America. Blue Claw's actually one of the younger teams in the league, especially on the position player side. That one is inside and low, two balls and no strikes. Five of the 25 youngest players in the Sally League, based on those opening day rosters, are Blue Claws position players. Bergoy, the third youngest. Brian Rincon, the ninth. Justin Crawford, the 11th. Henry Mendez, 17th. And Emarion Boyd, 21st. That one way inside. And the count 3-0. So 3-0 on Bergoy here with one out. Mendez at first. And Eric Brito was off to a good start this year himself in the on the next circle. 1-1 game on an overcast Sunday, bottom four. And Simon's 3-0, taking his Bergoya all the way, called strike. Bit of a late call by Jamal Allen. Gregoria took a half a step towards first base, but that was in there for a strike. No doubt about it. The count is 3-1. Gregoria can really handle the bat. Not a bad hit and run count. Not going. Pitch is another late call for a strike on the inside corner. And the count 3-2. The 3-0 pitch was in there. That was borderline on the edge of the extended box of the Hawkeye system. 3-2. Throw to first. Not in time. I would think they're going to put Mendez in motion here. Bergoglio is a guy that's generally tough to strike out. Only 17 strikeouts last year in the Florida State League and over 220 plate appearances. Runner does go. Pitch is popped up. Right side. Mendez has to race back to first. It's the second baseman Gill and the first baseman LaRusso together. LaRusso makes the catch and Mendez back easily. LaRusso only caught that because he's taller than Gill. And they're a two-man away. So Bergoglio ahead of the count 3-0, but Simon comes back to get him. And he pops out two down. Mendez stays put at first, and here's Eric Brito. Brito, right-handed batter, and the shortstop today for Jersey Shore. Brian Rincon gets the day off. Simon, Hightstown High School in Jersey. Fastball low, ball one. Born in East Windsor, as we said. Hightstown, town over. A little bit northeast of Trent. Fastball right down the middle, called strike. And the count 1-1. So I'm sure he has some people here today, too. Especially on a Sunday. He hadn't pitched in a few days, so I'm sure he knew he was going to get in there today. 1-1 game. Alex Rayo is going to pitch the fifth inning for the Blue Claws. 1-1 count on Brito. Mendez off first base. Long hold. Not going. Breaking ball. Line sharply right center field. De Los Santos on the run. Cuts over. Loses his hat. Reaches out. Makes the catch. And that retires the side. Mendez going back to first base, but that's the third out of the inning. So he should have been going all the way. And the inning is over. No runs, one hit, no errors, and a man left. We played four, tied at one. New pitcher for the Blue Claws, Alex Rayo, ValleyLineBlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, Alex Rayo takes over. We head to the top half of the fifth inning. Braden Fosnot, four innings, one run. It was unearned. Three hits. He did walk four, and he struck out five. So the new pitcher is Alex Rayo. First pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball. And the count is nothing and one. Wilfredo Lara, Ryan Clifford, and Stanley Consuegra. The batters 2, 3, and 4 for Brooklyn to greet Rayo. And that off-speed pitch misses down and inside. And it's one ball and one strike. Rayo, three games, he's allowed one hit, one run, and was earned four walks and three strikeouts, making his fourth appearance of the season. Big right-hander, bouncer up third is foul. He pitched on Wednesday most recently through a scoreless inning, though loaded the bases, one hit, two walks, no strikeouts. Rayo, 24 years old from Home Sound, Florida, went to Notre Dame and was an eighth-round pick in 2022. That's a slider, check swing, it didn't go, ball in the dirt. And it's 2-2 on Wilfredo Lara. Clifford on deck, a dangerous left-handed hitter, so you want to get Lara to start the inning. Lara 4-for-18 to start the season, and that ball dives into the dirt, 3-2 on Lara. Call to the bullpen was brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills from the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Fastball high, ball four. Learn more at provident.bank. Fifth walk already allowed by Blue Claws pitchers today as Lara takes first base to start things in the Brooklyn half of the fifth inning. Blue Claws walked eight batters on Thursday. That's their season high, but already at five without recording it out yet in the fifth. Here's Clifford. And the first pitch to him is upstairs. High fastball at 89 miles an hour. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Rayo pitched last year for Clearwater, 15 games, had an ERA of 6, 27 innings, struck out 33, and walked 14. 1-0, that's in the dirt, blocked by Disson. Disson has been on his toes early on here. Fastball, splitter, and cutter for Alex Rayo. Time called as the plate umpire Jamal Allen wipes off home plate. So identical lines of one run, three hits, and no errors for each side. But Brooklyn already with a base runner, nobody out in the top of the fifth. And there's a strike, fastball on the inside part of the plate. Count is 2-1. So Rayo getting into his fourth game of the year here this afternoon. Some fans out of the grass, berms in both left and right, mostly in right. Some traffic out of the boardwalk games on a beautiful Sunday. Throw to first, not in time, as Lara dives back in. Temperatures in the mid-50s, wind blowing out towards center, overcast skies. Not the 70 degrees that it was yesterday, but not the 45 degrees with wind blowing straight in that you had earlier this week. Runner goes, pitch high, Disson double clutches, throw to second, not in time. Brito tried to sell it by starting to throw around the horn, but called safe by Connor Kroll. This is double clutch. I don't know if he couldn't get out of his mitt or what, but that probably cost him any chance. It was a good throw right on the bag, but a bit late. Pitch a ball, so 2-1 the count now on Clifford. And that's a breaking ball in the dirt. Kicks to the right of Disson. Down to third base goes Lara. That'll be a wild pitch. And moves the runner up to third. So, and it was ball four. So Brooklyn with runners on at first and third with nobody out. And Alex Rayo has walked the first two batters that he's faced. And that'll bring pitching coach Brad Bergeson out to the mound. You may know how affordable printing has become and that digital documents can streamline your workflow. But you may not know that Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions is the partner you didn't know you had. Visit shore-biz.com. Phillies have come back to take a 3-2 lead over the White Sox today at Citizens Bank Park. A first inning two-run home run by Eloy Jimenez, and then the Phillies scored three runs in the bottom half of the first inning. Bryce Harper, an RBI single, a throwing error on a JT Realmuto strikeout, and Brandon Marsh, an RBI single. First and third, nobody out. Here's Stanley Consuegra, right-handed batter. And the pitch from Rayo cut on and missed a fastball. And the count is nothing and one. So back-to-back walks here from Rayo, and that's now six walks allowed by Blue Claws pitchers today after they walked eight on Thursday. 0-1, that's high. And the count is 1-1. Jonathan Petit was up before
but I believe that is... Now, here's a bouncer up third that kicks foul. Believe that is Nate Caraffa. No. No, that's Christian Hernandez on his minor league rehab assignment, who's loosening up now. 39, not 38. Here's a liner into left field by Consuegra. Base hit. One hop to Fergus. From third, it's Lara. He's in easily to score. Clifford goes to second. RBI single for Consuegra. His fifth ribby of the season. And Brooklyn has a 2-1 lead. Consuegra has now been on base three times today. Two singles and a walk. And both Brooklyn runs have scored on walks, or have reached on walks, I should say, and then later come around to score. Here is William Lugo, who has struck out twice, once swinging and once looking. And now Brooklyn a chance to really blow this game open. Pitched by Rayo, fastball, called strike on the outside corner. And the count nothing and one. So Rayo struggling a bit here. And the 0-1 is outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Nick LaRusso on deck. Lugo has been with Brooklyn since late in 2022. So a Cyclones veteran. 1-1. Inside it hit him. Came in on the hands and hit Lugo on the hand. His left hand, it looked like. And he'll go to first base. So that's two walks and a hit batsman plus the RBI single in the inning. And the Cyclones have the bases loaded with still nobody out. And the batter is Nick LaRusso, the first baseman, who has a single and a walk so far today. Here's LaRusso. Blue Claws have the corners in the middle back. They'll try to turn two. And the pitch in the dirt. That one gets under the glove of Disson. Here comes the runner from 30. Shovels to the plate. Throws it behind the pitcher, Rayo, backed up by Castillo. And another run scores. It's 3-1. I think that'll be a wild pitch. We'll take a look and they'll look at it. But either way, ball in the dirt and Disson couldn't corral it. Yeah, I think that'll be a pass ball on Disson. His second of the day. Here's the 1-0. And that one is a strike. So another messy inning here from the Blue Claws. Two walks, a hit batsman, a hit, and a pass ball. Now with second and third, everybody's in. No chance of a double play. Here's a fly ball in his center. Schreffler's there. That might be deep enough. Schreffler in, makes the catch. Tagging Consuegra, and Schreffler throws to third to keep the runner Lugo at second. Consuegra scores standing up on the sacrifice fly from Nick LaRusso, and Brooklyn's lead is 4-1. LaRusso gets his fourth ribby of the season, two men away, as Consuegra comes home. Three runs in the inning now for the Cyclones, and that will do it for Alex Rayo. Greg Brodzinski makes his way out to the mound. Blue Claws are going to the bullpen and bringing on Christian Hernandez here in the fifth. So Rayo goes a third of an inning. He is charged with three runs so far. He's responsible for Lugo at second. He gave up one hit, two walks, no strikeouts, and one hit batsman. So Christian Hernandez on his rehab assignment, the new pitcher for Jersey Shore. And he's the third pitcher of the day for the Blue Claws. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want a safer retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen. And that's a commitment that you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. Hernandez signed with the Phillies in 2017. and made it through the Blue Claws in 2022, where he had a 4.70 ERA in 29 games, 9 starts. Spent 2023 in Reading in their bullpen and is working his way back from injury. Made 3 appearances with Clearwater and threw a scoreless inning for Jersey Shore on Wednesday. And takes over here in the top half of the fifth, with Brooklyn having already scored 3 runs to take a 4-1 lead. Yesterday, the Blue Claws found themselves down 8-2. Battled back, they scored 5 runs in the seventh and cut it to 8-7, but ended up falling short, losing 9-7. Here's Junior Tillian, who is 0-2. He's flown to left and grounded to third. Hernandez from the belt, and the pitch is outside, slider misses, and it's 1-0. Tillian just 7-42 on the season. And Christian from the belt, breaking ball, squibbed off the end of the bat. That'll stay fair. Picked up by Castillo near the base, touches up, 3 unassisted for the second out. And the runner advances to third. And that'll bring up Mateo Gill, the second baseman, who has grounded into a 4-6 fielder's, actually popped into a 4-6 fielder's choice and struck out. Hit the pop-up in the second inning that William Bergoglio let bounce. And they got a 4-6 FC out of it. They were trying to see if Gill wasn't going to run out the pop-up. They might have been able to get a double play, but he did. So just a fielder's choice. High fastball misses upstairs. And the count is 1-0 on Mateo Gill. So I think if Gill is retired, then only 2 of the 3 runs would be earned. Pitch by Hernandez is high, and it's 2-0 on Gill. That pass ball. Brooklyn scored 2 runs on pass balls in this ballgame. 2-0 count. Slider, strike, 2-1. Looking ahead to the bottom of the fifth against Ben Simon, who is now in line for the win. It'll be Chad Castillo, Cade Ferguson, Troy Schreffler, 8-9-1 for Jersey Shore. Here's a high pop, shallow right center, and that'll be Pineda or Schreffler. It's the center fielder, Schreffler, to make the catch and retire the sign. Hernandez gets the 2 batters he faces. Brooklyn scores 3 runs on just 1 hit. There were 2 walks, a hit batsman, no errors, a pass ball, and 1 left. We go to the bottom of the fifth, 4-1 Cyclones on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head into the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Blue Claws have some work to do here as they trail it 3-1 with 5 at-bats to go. Ben Simon came on after the first batter of the fourth inning, reached off Brandon Sproat and retired all 3 batters that he faced, and he is now in line for the win. He's 1-1 on the year, and the first pitch of the fifth inning is a strike to Chad Castillo, the first baseman, who struck out swinging his first time. No balls and one strike. Castillo turned 24 years old on Friday, and the pitch way outside. One ball and one strike. Chad from Santa Ana, California, drafted out of Cal Baptist in the ninth round of the draft in 2022. 1-1 from Simon, and he lays off a high fastball. For a ball, two balls, and one strike. So the Blue Claws gave up three runs on one hit in the fifth inning, and Brooklyn has scored two runs today on pass balls. 2-1 pitch, way outside, ball three. And have a count 3-1. Now, the one thing if you're Simon that you obviously don't want to do is walk a leadoff batter after your team just scored three for you in the top half of the inning. 3-1 inside, and he did just that. Walks Castillo on five pitches. First walk for Simon, and that'll bring up Cade Fergus, the Blue Claws left fielder. That walk is brought to you by PC Richard & Son. Friendly and knowledgeable sales team, next day delivery, the guaranteed lowest prices. PC Richard & Son is the company you can trust since 1909. Here is left fielder Cade Fergus, who flew to center field his first time. 0-1, 5 out of 21 for Cade to start this season. 6 foot, 395 pounder, 23-year-old. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike from Plantation, Florida, from the St. Thomas Aquinas. That's in the Fort Lauderdale area. 0-1 on Fergus. And the pitch is fouled back up here. That's off the facing of the second deck. And did it stick up there? I think it did. Didn't roll back, though. Foul ball, 0-2 on Fergus with the leadoff batter Troy Schreffler of the on-dexer. Simon from Hightstown High School, a little northeast of Trenton. And the pitch is inside to Cade, a fastball at 89. And the count 1-2. Beth Greenwood is coaching at first base. Blue Claws development coach and Greg Brodzinski, the manager, as usual, is coaching at third. 1-2. And that one is high. Ball 2-2. I think, pretty sure this is the second game for Beth. She coached first base yesterday. Second time that she's coached first this season. Typically, it's Orlando Munoz, the position coach. But Beth's been doing it for the last 2 days. 2-2. Fergus pops it up and back of first. Coming over is Gill, the second baseman, in right field near the line. Fair ground makes the grab for out number one. So Fergus retired. That'll flip the lineup over and bring up Troy Schreffler Jr. Flew out to right field his first time and then grounded out to second base. 9-27. Good start to the season for Schreffler. Brooklyn 4, Blue Claws 1 here in the bottom half of the fifth. And the pitch on the way inside, a breaking ball misses. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Everybody up the middle today in the starting lineup for the Blue Claws. Disson, the catcher, Fosnot, the pitcher, and Schreffler in center. Grew up Phillies fans. Fastball, strike call. And the count 0-2 in Pennsylvania. Pretty cool that it worked out that way, where all three of them end up getting drafted, or in Fosnot's case, signing as a free agent with the team they grew up rooting for. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, popped them up right side of the infield. Who's got it? Gill, the second baseman, on the infield dirt. Wind backs him up a bit, and middle of the infield dirt, he makes the grab for out number two. So back-to-back pop-outs to second base, and here's Leandro Pineda, the right fielder, has grounded to third and flown to center in his first two at-bats today. Pineda grew up in Venezuela. Favorite baseball player is Carlos Gonzalez, same part of Venezuela. He was that Rockies switch-hitting outfielder for a long time, a really good player. Otto Kemp on deck. 4-1 Brooklyn. Blue Claws batting in the home fifth. Sproat's pitch is high. Simon's pitch is high. And it's 1-1. Pineda's homered twice on the season, both in this series, one on Tuesday and one yesterday. 1-1 the count. Runner leads off first. And that's a way outside a changeup. Two balls a strike. Christian Hernandez on his minor league rehab assignment stays in for the sixth. And he'll face 9-1-2. Pregent, De Los Santos, and Wilfredo Lara. 2-1. Foul back. Third base side. Off the seat on the sweet level. And that caroms down to the seats below. It was 52 degrees at first pitch, but at least it's getting warmer as the day's gone on. Like those night games where it starts at 52 and ends up in the 40s. Not a bad day for a ball game. Wind blowing out towards center and right center. 2-2 on Pineda. And here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Ball three. Blocked by Pregent. 3-2. Kemp has a little pop. But look, I mean, you get one up in the air today with the wind. You got a chance. And if Pineda can work his way on, Kemp bats as the go-ahead run. Or, excuse me, as the tying run. So 3-2, two-out, runner goes at first. And it's high and outside, ball four. Second walk of the inning for Ben Simon. Castillo goes to second. And the batter will be the aforementioned Otto Kemp. Maybe it wasn't the best play that any Blue Claws ever made, but probably made the biggest great play in the last game of the regular season for Blue Claws last year in Hudson Valley in the 11th inning. A diving stop at third. First pitch to Kemp, high and inside. One ball, no strikes. And now Predge and the catcher will go out to talk to Simon. Leadoff batter in the bottom of the 11th. And Blue Claws had a one-run lead. Diving stop by Kemp on a ball in the hole from third base. He not only threw the runner out at first, but he kept the runner at second, the inherited runner, from advancing to third base. It was a stupendous play. And Blue Claws got a couple of strikeouts from there and beat Hudson Valley, made the playoffs last year, the first time since 2018. 1-0 on Kemp. And he hits a high pop. First base side, foul ground. Going back, LaRusso coming over. Gill coming in. The right fielder, Consuegra. It's Consuegra in fair ground. Stayed in fair territory. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. So Kemp flies out to right. And the Blue Claws leave two. No runs, no hits. Two left. We go to the sixth. And Brooklyn leads it 4-1 on Valley Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Top of the sixth inning, Christian Hernandez, first pitch, swing and a miss to Christian Pregent. And the count, nothing and one. So we start the visiting sixth in Shoretown. And Brooklyn, four runs, four hits, leading the Blue Claws, one run on three hits. And Hernandez deals. That's a slider down and outside. It's one ball and one strike. 9-1 and 2. Pregent, De Los Santos, and Lara. Hernandez on a minor league rehab assignment. He's on Redding's injured list. He threw a scoreless inning on Wednesday. This is his second appearance. And this one lifted down the right field line, toward the line for Pineda. He's there in fair ground. Sunglasses on, makes the catch, one away. And that's three up, three down for Hernandez, who got the last two outs of the fifth inning. Alex Rayo, the previous Blue Claws pitcher, is charged with three runs, two earned in a third of an inning. He walked two, struck out none, and hit one. Here's the leadoff batter for the Cyclones, and that, of course, Omar De Los Santos, who's 0 for 3. First pitch, swing and a miss, high fastball. Hernandez pitched pretty well for Jersey Shore in 2022. In fact, after that season, he went to the Arizona Fall League. Pitched all of last year for Redding in a relief role. Here's the 0-1, high and inside. At 90 miles an hour, one ball and one strike. No action in the Brooklyn bullpen, so Ben Simon will stay on and pitch the bottom half of the sixth inning. Blue Claws bats have been pretty quiet today. 1-1. Grounded a short to his left, long run. Brito, nice play behind the bag. Throws the first in time to get a speedy De Los Santos. And that is out number two. Here's Wilfredo Lara, the DH. And he is 0 for 2 with a walk today. He also has a stolen base and scored on the RBI single by Stanley Consuegra there in the bottom half of the top half of the fifth inning. Here's Wilfredo Lara, and the first pitch is a curveball high, and the count is one ball and no strikes. 4-1 Cyclones, top of the sixth. And the pitch is a breaking ball, cut on and missed. It's 1-1. Lara, then Clifford, should Lara get on base here with two out. Bottom of the sixth inning against Simon. It'll be Henry Mendez, who's been on base twice. Jordan Disson has an RBI single. And William Bergoya, 4-5-6 for Jersey Shore. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him. And the count is 1-2. Brooklyn will head home after the game for their second home series of the season. They'll host first place Wilmington starting on Tuesday. Here's the 1-2. Popped up right side, foul ground. Castillo back and Pineda in. It will stay actually in fair ground. Pineda makes the catch. The right fielder in the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Cyclones. So we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. And it's Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore 1. ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Henry Mendez leading it off here for the Blue Claws. We're now by three as we start the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-1 lead for Brooklyn. That's left-handed batter from Santo Domingo. Ben Simon, the right-hander, and the first pitch is fouled back under the screen. And the count is nothing and one. Mendez, Jordan Disson, and William Bergoya. And that one sliced up third by Henry Fowl into the third base picnic area. Now the count is nothing and two. Andrew Walling warming up in the Blue Claws bullpen. He'll be the new pitcher when we go to the seventh. Mendez has been on twice today, a walk and a single, and he takes that one outside for a ball. It's one ball and two strikes. And that one is on the outside corner. Changeup catching the black. And down goes Mendez looking for out number one. That was a little outside on the Hawkeye dashboard, but Mendez punched out nonetheless. Now that'll bring up Jordan Disson, who's one out of two with an RBI single and a strikeout. Simon, the right-hander from Hightstown, near East Windsor, a little east of Trenton, and misses outside to Disson there. And have a count, one ball and no strikes. Fastball, that is a little low, and it's two and nothing. Cyclone scored three runs on one hit in the fifth. 2-0 pitch, strike call, 2-1. So they lead it 4-1. Of the four runs that have scored for Brooklyn, three of those runners reached base on walks. Swing and a miss. Took something off. Disson swings through it. And the count is 2-2. William Bergoya is on deck. And then Eric Brito. Simon in his third inning of relief. He's pitched extremely well today. 2-2. Little flare in a shallow right, dropping. Consuegra looked like he thought about diving. Peels back, plays it on a hop, base hit. So a two-hit game for Jordan Disson. Both opposite field singles. And he's at first with one out for the aforementioned second baseman, William Bergoya. So here's the 19-year-old, left-handed hitting second baseman Bergoya from Venezuela. This is Disson's first two-hit game of the season, by the way. And the pitch is skied in the air off third. Going back on it, Tillian. Long run in, Clifford coming over the shortstop. Lugo makes the running catch. Nice play. Crossed into foul ground as he caught it. And Bergoya retired. William 0 for 3. Here's Brito with two down and a runner at first. Bergoya just popped that one up into foul territory. And here's Eric Brito. Andrew Walling will be the new pitcher for Jersey Shore when we head to the seventh. Fastball, that's high. And the count is 1-0 on Brito. These teams won't play again until the end of May. And that'll be it for Brooklyn here. Fastball strike. Blue Claws make three trips there. One in June, one in July, and one in August. The trip in July, just three games coming out of the All-Star break. 1-1 on Brito. Breaking ball high and tight. And it's two balls and one strike. With two down, Brito the batter. If he gets on, Chad Castillo the hitter. 4-1 Cyclones. Bottom of the sixth. Fastball there is a strike outside corner. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count is 2-2. Brito, if you're wondering, is a cousin of Daniel Brito, former Phillies prospect. That medical issue with Lehigh Valley 2022 up in Rochester. Doctors did an amazing job. Greedo played last year. Indy ball. That one rolled up third but foul. Hit him in the foot in the box. So 2-2. Yeah, but Eric and Daniel are cousins. Yeah, Daniel was here 2017 in the early part of 2018. Plus, haven't given the crowd a lot to get excited about today. That one is inside for a ball, 2-2. They did score first on distance first hitting opposite field base hit, but not much after that. 3-2, runner at first goes. Hard grounder down third. That's a fair ball, base hit, and it rolls down the left field line. Around second distance, he's on his way to third, and he's being waved home. Here's the throw. It comes all the way through from left, and it's not in time. At second base, an RBI double for Eric Brito, and the Blue Claws within two. Brooklyn's lead is 4-2. So Eric Brito got that one right down the line at State Fair by just a few feet. And Disson, who was going on the pitch, 3-2 and two out, is able to come around and score all the way from first base. And the Blue Claws are back in this a little bit here, trailing 4-2. That will at least bring the tying run to the plate here in the person of Chad Castillo. He has struck out and walked so far today. Pitch swing into this. Fastball, big cut there by Chad. And the count is nothing and one. Castillo looking for his first home run of this year, but he did hit 12 last year. Takes that one on the inside corner, 11 with Clearwater. And he's got 15 career home runs. So a guy with some pop. But now down to the count, nothing and two, and he steps out. Four to two Cyclones, bottom of the sixth. And a new baseball requested by Ben Simon. He throws one over to the Blue Claws dug under the first base side. Brito with very good speed. He leads off second base. And the 0-2 pitch, check swing. I don't think he went. He did not. Says Connor Kroll, the home plate umpire, the base umpire. Kroll out of Lacey High School. 2015. Umpiring this week on a field where he used to run the bases as a kid coming to Blue Claws games. 1-2 pitch. Little bouncer to short near the bag. The shortstop is Lugo and he's got it. Throws to first for the out and then retires the side. Blue Claws get a run on two hits. No errors. One left. We played six full innings here at Shoretown Ballpark. 4-2 Brooklyn. Valley Live. BlueClaws.com. MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer.
Blue Claws go to the bullpen and bring on left-hander Andrew Walling. 4-2 lead for the Cyclones as we head to the seventh inning. Wally will face Clifford, Consuegra, and Lugo, 3-4-5, in relief of right-hander Christian Hernandez, who goes an inning and two-thirds and retires all five batters that he faced, no walks or strikeouts. Pitched by Walling, a slider, and that's in there for a strike to Clifford. Last year, left-handed hitters were 5-for-60 against Walling. That's 084. And there's the 0-1, high and outside. 1-1-1. Clifford, though, got an opposite field base hit against Walling in a game earlier this week. Thursday, and the 1-1 is a slider in there called strike. This might be, although he'll probably get one more at bat, but Clifford has a 7-game hitting streak over which he's 9-for-24. He's 0-for-0 today. He's walked three times. Now, if he only walks, that would not count as snapping the hitting streak, but if he goes 0-for-1, that would obviously snap the streak. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and a little high, a fastball misses, and it's 2-2. A new pitcher coming in for Brooklyn when we head into the bottom half of the seventh. As that one bounced foul by Clifford. Off to the left, and the count is 2-2. So he's drawn three walks today. And swings and misses, strike three. Good slider. So Walling gets the strikeout. That strikeout is brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Walling on the year, 4 1/3. 3 hits, no runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. That was coming into today. Last year with the Blue Claws, gave up 6 runs in 16 2/3 innings with 27 strikeouts and 3 walks. Here's Stanley Consuegra. And that one is high for a ball. And the count, 1-1 and no strikes. Walling, a left-hander. He pitched at Oregon State, Eastern Oklahoma State, Junior College, and then finished his career at, that's a breaking ball, low, 2 balls and no strikes. Finished his career with Mississippi State. He pitched for Williamsport in the MLB Draft League, and the Phillies signed him in 2022. 2-0 on Consuegra, who takes that one on the inside corner. 2-1-1. Grew up a big Mariners fan. He's from the Seattle area, Vancouver, Washington. 2-1 at the knees. Called strike 2-2. Consuegra has 2 hits plus a walk. So he and Clifford had combined to reach base in all 6 of their plate appearances in the first 3 times through the order. They scored 3 of the 4 Cyclones runs. Swing and a miss. He got him on a slider, strike 3. So back-to-back strikeouts for Walling of the 3 and 4 hitters in the Brooklyn lineup. And that will bring up William Lugo, the shortstop, who's 0-for-2. Was also hit by a pitch. In the bottom of the seventh, Jersey Shore is down by 2. We'll have Cade Fergus, Troy Schreffler, and Leandro Pineda. Pitch by Walling, breaking ball, strike. And the count, 0-1. Walling off to a good start. He and Wesley Moore. And that one in the dirt skips off the foot, I think, of the home plate umpire, Jamal Allen. But Wally and Wesley Moore to that Blue Claws bullpen among returning relievers, pitching very well. And Gunnar Mayer had one rough outing, but he's been pretty good as well. So have some experience back there, swing and a miss. And the count 1-2 on Lugo, chased that one up and outside. Long way to go in this one, Blue Claws down by 2. After Brooklyn scored 3 times in the fifth. Here's the pitch, and that one is high. Trying to get him to chase at 93 on that fastball, but he was able to lay off. So A 2-2 pitch forthcoming here to William Lugo. And that one is over but low on a slider. And the count is now full at 3-2. Walling peers in for the sign. 3-2, two out. Nobody on top half of the seventh. And that one is low and outside. Tried the slider. Backdoor it, but just missed away. And it's 4. So Lugo draws the free pass. First walk by Walling. That's the seventh walk allowed by Blue Claws pitchers in the ballgame today. Here's Nick LaRusso, who's 1-for-1, a single, a walk, and a sacrifice fly. And that one way outside. And the count is 1-0. When the Blue Claws return home on April 30th, they'll do so for 2 weeks. 12 games in 13 days. Here's the 1-0. And that is outside for a ball. And the count is 2-0. That'll happen twice. Well, that'll happen once this year. Then the Blue Claws have kind of a 2.5 homestand in 3 week stretch around July 4th. Backdoor slider, strike 2-1. But a rare visit for the Bowling Green Hot Rods, who made one visit here ever in 2009. And when you look at a map, you'll know why. Here's the 2-1 throw to first. Bowling Green is actually in Central Time, Southwest Kentucky. Not that far from that. It's about an hour from Nashville. And when teams fly in to play Bowling Green, they fly to Nashville. So I don't know why they're in the South Atlantic League, but I didn't make the leagues. Breaking ball outside. And the count full, count now at 3-1 on Nick LaRusso. The Rays affiliate won the league title the first 2 years, 2021 and 2022. 3-1 pitch at the knees, 3-2. Jersey Shore and Brooklyn. Final game of this series. As Walling steps off. 3-2, two out. Runner first will be on. So Brooklyn, if they can get these last 9 outs, they would salvage a split of this series after Jersey Shore won 3 of the first 4. Runner goes 3-2 in the dirt. 4. Oh, another walk. 2 by Walling in the inning. That's 8 in the game by the Blue Claws, matching a new, or matching their season high, which was set on Thursday. And that's just too many walks. Brad Bergeson, the Blue Claws pitching coach, making his way out to the mound. Blue Claws baseball brought to you by Camping World. Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Great deals and a wide selection of RVs as part of America's top RV network. Camping World is on Route 9 in Lakewood or online at campingworld.com. So Berkey is in his third season with the Blue Claws as pitching coach, 2018, 2022, and now 2024. Heads back to the dugout. He's moved all over the Phillies organization over the years. Long playing career, mostly with the Orioles system and with the Orioles themselves. That one in the dirt and knocked down by Disson. 1-0. Batter is Junior Tillian, who has flown to left, grounded to third, and grounded to first. Walling from the stretch, looks the runner back towards second. First and second, 2 out, and that one is fouled off to the right. Hey, I hope that ball didn't damage the roof. It's time to call the experts at Delta Contracting Services to find out. Visit Delta Roof NJ because your roof is an asset worth protecting. Slider inside, 2-1 on Junior Tillian. Brooklyn with just 4 hits in the game, but 4 runs. 3 of their 4 runs reached base on walks. Blue Claws 2 runs, 5 hits. And the 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. 2-2 on the slider. Gunnar Mayer is going to get loose now in the Blue Claws bullpen down the line at right. And this will be the last inning for Walling, who got off to a good start. He struck out the first two batters, but he has since walked the next two batters and is up to 27 pitches. 2-2 pitch, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike three. Punched out by Jamal Allen as Junior Tillian, and the inning is over. So Walling ends up striking out the side. He faced five batters. None put it in play. Three strikeouts, two walks, and two men left on. Seventh inning stretch in Shoretown, and it's 4-2 Cyclones on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Grover makes the Provident Bank call to the bullpen and brings on Josh Hetschka as we head into the home seventh inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. Hetschka 3 2/3, scoreless, four strikeouts so far this season. 4-2 Cyclones. They lead by two. Cade Fergus, Troy Schreffler, and Leandro Pineda coming up here for Jersey Shore. Ben Simon did a great job today pitching in front of many friends and families from Hightstown, New Jersey. Here's Cade Fergus. First pitch by Hetschka, the side-arming right-hander, is a strike. Hetschka in relief of Simon in line for his second win. Simon, three innings, two hits, one run, two walks, two strikeouts. And that pitch misses, four ball. 1-1 on Cade Fergus, who's 0-2. 5-22 for Cade on the season. Right-handed batter from the Fort Lauderdale area. Breaking ball, big cut and a miss. Kind of a frisbee-high slider. And the count 1-2. So Hetschka, through two scoreless innings on Wednesday, makes his second appearance of the series. He's from Dearborn, Michigan, 27 years old, went to Johns Hopkins, and has been around a while. He was first with the Mets in their system in 2019 when he pitched for Kingsport in Kingsport, Tennessee, in the Appalachian League. 1-2 on Fergus, and the pitch, breaking ball, popped up, shallow left. Clifford in to left center, so to De Los Santos, the center fielder who makes the catch, Omar De Los Santos. So F8 for Clifford, for Fergus, 1 away. And that brings Troy Schreffler to the plate. Had missed all of last year with injury, spent most of 2022 with Binghamton in AA, where he had a 4.99 ERA in 39 2/3 innings. Fastball way outside to Schreffler. And the count, one ball, no strikes. Despite it being a quiet day, the plate for the Blue Claws, they're in position here. 1-0 is in there for a called strike, and the count 1-1. One base runner, and they bring the tying run to the plate. Hetschka had Tommy John last year. Missed the season. Fouled off by Schreffler, the right on the roof, out of play. One ball then. Two strikes. Hetschka was with Brooklyn in 2019 when they were the New York Penn League short season. And then again in 2021, Breaking ball, grounder down third, right over the bag, and they call it foul. Ooh, I don't know about that. And Greg Brodzinski is going to argue this call with Jamal Allen, the base umpire. Yeah, that one, I don't know. There was one the other day that Brooklyn hit that they called fair that Bull thought was foul. This one, the Blue Claws hit, so he's coaching at third and out of the dugout. But, yeah, that one I thought was fair for sure. But call foul by Jamal Allen. Now, nothing's going to happen here. Bull knows that. He has obviously no recourse. He can't have the umpires talk about it. They already blew the play dead. That's a brutal break, though, for the Blue Claws. And Brodzinski, who was thrown out a few times last year, will stay in the game here and head back to coach at third. And Troy Schreffler just missed a two-base hit. Here's the 1-2 now from Hetschka, and it's high and away. Two balls and two strikes. Leandro Pineda on deck. One out, nobody on, bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn 4 and the Blue Claws 2. And that pitch is swung on and foul, tipped by Schreffler at home plate. And the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. It was close. I got to be honest. I thought from up here it went over the bag, but Allen has a better view than me. Breaking ball yanked in the air into left center. That should hang up. De Los Santos coming over from center to make the catch. Schreffler a little bit out in front. Flies out for out number 2. And that'll bring Leandro Pineda to the play. Elsewhere, the Phillies system, the Phillies themselves, have a 6-2 lead over the White Sox, who are 3-17 to start the season. Aaron Nola on the mound for the Phils. Lehigh Valley leading Scranton 5-4 there in the 8th inning. Swing and a miss by Pineda. Reading 5, Binghamton 4 there in the 7th. And Clearwater back in the win column as they are now 10-5. A 5-2 win over Dunedin. Strike call to Pineda. And the count nothing in 2. Mavis Graves threw 5 scoreless, struck out 9 in that ball game. Avery Owusu-Asiedu was 2-for-4 for the Threshers and stole his 6th and 7th bases of the season. 0-2 on Pineda, and the pitch is outside. Well, we did a hook, line, and splitter podcast with Farm Director Preston Mattingly back in November. He said to watch out, and that one inside to Pineda, 2-2. He said to watch Owusu-Asiedu, who was drafted last year, and wanted to noted that he was as fast as, you know, in that Justin Crawford and Emarion Boyd speed territory. 1-2, that was a foul ball. It glanced off Pineda's bat, they said, and it misses outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. If Pineda gets on, as he did with 2 out in the 5th, Otto Kemp would bat as the tying run. 2-2 pitch hit high in the air to medium depth right field. Consueger drifting over, now back toward the track. Wind pushed it out a bit, but Consueger, no trouble with it, makes the catch on the track and then retires the side. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Josh Hetschka, and we go to the 8th inning at Shoretown Ballpark with the Blue Claws trailing 4-2 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game
and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Luklas did have Gunnar Mayer loose in the... Luklas did have Gunnar Mayer loose there in the top of the seventh, but they stay with Andrew Walling, at least for a little bit. Mayer back up throwing 4-2. Brooklyn leading the Blue Claws. We go to the top half of the eighth inning. Mateo Gil leads it off. He's 0-3. Then Christian Pregin and Omar De Los Santos, 8-9-1. Slider outside. And the count, 1-1 on those strikes. Walling threw 28 pitches, only 14 strikes there in the seventh, but did not allow a run. Struck out 3, walked 2. Fastball outside, 2 balls, no strikes. So my guess would be here the leash relatively short for Walling right now, with the pitch count already up there now into the 30s. And the 2-0 and on the outside corner called strike, and it's 2-1. Mateo Gil homered on Tuesday against Braden Fosslund, his only home run of the season. Son of Benji Gil, who longtime MLB infielder, also was a coach with the Angels, and last year managed the Mexican team in the World Baseball Classic. Here's a grounder towards short. Long run, Brito gets there to his left. Sidearms to first, close, and in time. Castillo able to stretch and hold the bag for the first out of the eighth inning. So that'll bring up Christian Pregin, the catcher, who's 1 out of 3 with a single and 2 flyouts to right field. And that will do it for Andrew Walling. Here comes Greg Brodzinski out to the mound, and the Blue Claws are going to go to Gunnar Mayer. So Walling goes an inning and a third. No runs, no hits. He walked 2, and he struck out 3. Faced 6 batters, only 1 of them put it in play. So here comes Gunnar. And you say, well, why did they do that? Why didn't they just have Mayer start the inning? And I think probably they wanted to have Walling get the experience of, you know, going up and down instead of just coming into a clean inning and then going to the dugout and wrapping up his afternoon. You know, do the up-down. And then for Mayer, you also put him in a spot where, which he's not accustomed to because he's been primarily a starter in the Philly system, of coming into the middle of an inning. So you get these little educational moments for both Walling and Mayer in the spot, hence the change after the first batter. Gunnar, 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs. Walked 2, struck out 9 so far this year. At a 5.47 ERA with the Blue Claws, as primarily a starter last year when he appeared in 23 games and made 20 starts. Right-hander from Northern California, Gunnar Mayer, 6'6", 206 pounds. He'll turn 24 at the end of July. Fifth-round pick by the Phillies in 2019 out of San Joaquin Delta College. He pitched on Thursday and gave up 2 runs on 2 hits in 1, and he took the loss in that ball game. And 2 very good outings in Hickory, including a 4-strikeout, 2-perfect-inning appearance back on April 10th. So Mayer finishes up his warm-up tosses, and he'll face Christian Pregin, the catcher, with 1 out and nobody on. 1 man down, as we said, 4-2 the score. Brooklyn in front. Cyclones will go to the bullpen for the bottom half of the eighth. My guess is they'll try to get an inning and 2/3 here out of Mayer to finish out this game. Fastball outside. And the count, 1 ball and no strikes. But with an off day tomorrow, it's certainly not inconceivable that the Blue Claws would go to the bullpen again for the ninth. We'll see. Change up in there for a called strike. Mayer has a very good changeup. That's his best pitch. And that one is in there for a strike. Blue Claws still have Jonathan Petit, who hasn't pitched since Wednesday. Everybody else pitched up most recently on Friday. So if anybody does pitch tonight besides Mayer, my guess is it would be Petit. 1-2 on Pregin. And that one is low. 2-2. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the Blue Claws will have Otto Kemp, Henry Mendez, and Jordan Disson. It's 3-4-5 today. Changeup is inside. And the count is 3-2 on Pregent. And the payoff. Swing and a miss. Sliders, strike three. So Mayer strikes out the first batter that he faces. That's the ninth of the day for the Blue Claws, who have walked eight. And they pick up a Manhattan Bagel strikeout. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day, the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Here's Omar De Los Santos, center fielder, two on, nobody on. He swings and misses, and the count is 0-1. Blue Claws go to Aberdeen. Starlin Castillo will pitch Tuesday in the first game. Fastball low, 1-1. Aberdeen, the Orioles affiliate. Blue Claws took 2 out of 3 from them here opening weekend, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. 1-1 the count. Swing and a miss. Change up. And the count 1-2. Seeing a lot of guys that go from the rotation of the bullpens have kind of sharper stuff, a little more life on that fastball, and it can kind of give them new life. And that's the move the Phillies are making here with Gunnar Mayer. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. That was the split. Got him. Strike three. Nice work by Gunnar Mayer. Strikes out both batters that he faces in the eighth. 1-2-3. For Mayer, and 1-2-3 go the Cyclones. Bottom eight, Blue Claws down by 2. 4-2 Brooklyn on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Bottom of the eighth inning at Shoretown. Blue Claws trail it 4-2, and Otto Kemp will lead it off. New pitcher for Brooklyn is Noah Hall. No, check that. Jeffrey Cologne. 39, not 38, and the first pitch he throws is way outside of the count. 1-0. 4-2 lead for Brooklyn. Blue Claws need a bloop and a blast. Bottom of the eighth, two innings to get it. Fastball strike on the inside corner, and the count is even at a ball and a strike. Kemp 1-for-3 and 5-for-14 this week with the Blue Claws on a rehab assignment. Had an oblique injury during the spring. Slider down and outside, 2-0. Henry Mendez is on deck, and then Jordan Disson for Jersey Shore. So the right-hander Cologne into the line. Here's the pitch. And Kemp jammed, pulls it foul softly up third. And it's even at 2-2. Cologne has already made one appearance for Triple-A Syracuse this year. Gave up 3 runs in 1 inning. And has allowed 3 runs in 2-2-thirds with Brooklyn over two appearances. Last year had a 5.72 ERA with the Cyclones. Here's a chopper to second. Backing up on it is Gill from the outfield. Grass throws to first in time. Wanted an easier hop, so he went way back on it. And about 7 or 8 feet out of the outfield grass, he throws Kemp out. And that's one away. It brings up Henry Mendez. So here's Mendez, who has swing and a miss there. And the count, another good one. He's gone 1-for-2 with a walk, a single, and a strikeout. Jordan Disson is on deck. And the pitch is hit in the air to center, but he got it off the end of the bat. And cutting over to his left goes De Los Santos to make the catch. And that's out number two. That'll bring up Disson, who's 2-for-3. But a bit of a mixed bag today because while he is 2-for-3, he also has 2 passed balls with runners on third that have come in to score, allowing runners to come in and score. Here's Jordan, first pitch outside, ball one. His first two-hit game, though, with the Blue Claws, and he's off to a really nice start to the season at the plate. 9-for-34 with a couple of home runs. And now a team-best 9 ribbies. That's a slider outside. 2 balls, no strikes. If he gets on, William Bergoglio would get a chance against Cologne. And that one is up and inside. Cologne has been around the Met system since 2017. Began his career in 2018 in the Dominican Summer League. Pitched for Brooklyn 6 games in 2022, 17 games last year. Inside, fastball misses, it's ball four, and that'll bring the tying run to the plate. So Jordan Disson aboard now for the third time today, and that'll bring up William Bergoglio. Now, Bergoglio, while the tying run is not a home run threat per se, if he does hit a home run, it would be the first one in his professional career. That walk was brought to you by PC Richard and Son. First pitch is a soft grounder past the mound. The shortstop, Lugo, is there, charges and throws to first in time, and the inning is over. So a soft ground out by Bergoglio, and the Blue Claws leave a run. No runs, no hits, one left. We have played 8, and Gunnar Mayer back out for the 9th. 4-2 lead for Brooklyn on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Gunnar Mayer back out for his second inning of work. He got the last 2 outs in the 8th inning, struck out both batters that he faced. And he'll get 2-3-4. 4-2 lead for Brooklyn. 4 runs, 4 hits for the Cyclones. 2 runs, 5 hits for the Blue Claws. First pitch by Mayer's, the changeup, and a strike on the inside corner. He's got a good changeup. Remember, there was one game last year he threw something like 50% changeups. 30 out of 60 pitches. Swing and a miss. There it was again. And the count 0-2. And I talked to him after the game, and he said, yeah, I just had absolutely no feel for the fastball that day, but the changeup was working, and he used it almost exclusively to battle through in a game that the Blue Claws would win. Big right-handed pitcher from Northern California. And that one swung on a miss. There it was again, strike three. So three straight strikeouts for Gunnar Mayer, one down here in the ninth inning. Also throws a cutter, a curveball to go along with his fastball, but his changeup is his best pitch. Guy that didn't actually start pitching full-time until his senior year of high school. Man, that pitch misses inside. It's one ball, no strikes. So he had a big year, and then, but it was just kind of too late in the process to get an offer in one of the big West Coast schools. Pitch outside, 2-0. So he decided to go to junior college and hope to get Pac-12 spot for his second collegiate season. Went to San Joaquin Delta. That one down and inside, three balls, no strikes. And he pitched so well there, the Phillies took him in the fifth round, and he signed. This is his second season with the Blue Claws, but first one as a reliever. 3-0 pitch inside, and that is ball four. So Ryan Clifford has walked now four times in the ballgame, and that's going to be a tough way for his hitting streak to end because he's 0-for-1. He struck out in the seventh, but he's been on base four times. Has Clifford here today. And that pitch is a little bit low. And the count, one ball and no strikes. One-oh. And that one at the knees, a called strike to Stanley Consuegra. So those four walks by Clifford, one of only 12 players to walk four times in a game against the Blue Claws. Here's a high pop off third, foul and out of play. The record, though, is actually five, and that happened twice. Hector Pelot of West Virginia did it in an 18-inning game. And Justin Howard of West Virginia did it in 2011. Excuse me, that was in a 15-inning game. And Hector Pelot of Hagerstown did it in a 26-inning game. So nobody's ever done it in nine innings. Clifford, one of a few guys to do four. And that one is inside, changeup misses, and the count is 3-2 on Stanley Consuegra. We'll see if they put Clifford in motion. Brooklyn leading it 4-2. They'll go to the bullpen for the ninth and try to lock down a win and a split of the series. Blue Claws will have Brito Castillo and Fergus. And that one is high ball four. So that's 10 walks today by Blue Claws pitching, a new season high. And here comes the pitching coach for Jersey Shore, and that is Brad Ferguson. Ten walks. As I said, a new season high. They walked eight on Thursday, so just too many. And we'll see if the Blue Claws get somebody up in the bullpen. And it looks like they will. I think that's going to be Jonathan Petit, who was throwing a little earlier. Blue Claws walked 13 hitters in a game last year in Brooklyn on opening day. Here's William Lugo, and he takes that one a little bit low. And the count, one ball and no strikes. And That one way outside on a breaking ball. Gets by Disson back to the screen. And the runners advance to second and third. That'll be a wild pitch on Gunnar Meyer. So the, if you're wondering, the record for most walks issued by the Blue Claws is 13. They did it twice. Once in that 22-inning game in 06. Once against Greensboro in the home opener last year. 2-0. Fly ball hit pretty well out of the center. That'll get a run in. Schreffler drifting back toward the track. Right in front of the track makes the catch. Clifford tags at third. He'll score. Consuegra goes to third and stops there. So, yeah, it was 11 walks on opening day in Brooklyn last year. And fly out to center. Bring in the run. 4-1 Cyclones. Yeah, Nick LaRusso, the batter. I'm sorry, 5-2 Cyclones, my mistake. Four of the five runners to score for Greensboro reach base on walks. Meyer out of the stretch. Here's LaRusso, pitches outside. So anyway, Blue Claws are just 3 off of their franchise record for most walks issued in a game of 13. 1-0 on LaRusso. That is low. And the count, 2-0. If LaRusso reaches, I think you might see Petit. And if you do see Petit, he'd be the 6th pitcher of the day. Fastball is a strike. And the count, 2-1. Brayden Foster, the starter, he walked 4 batters in 4 innings. Only 1 scored, and that was an unearned run because of a pass ball. 2-1 pitch, way outside. That one picked on the backhand by Jordan Disson. A fastball in the dirt. And the count, 3-1. Blue Claws have not used 6 pitchers in a game yet this season, but Petit would be number 6. Meyer from the belt. 3-1 pitch. Strike called, 3-2. 5 runs, 4 hits for Brooklyn. And they've drawn 10 walks. Just no way to win. Guy in the third row behind home plate, by the way, in a Henry Rowan Gardner t-shirt jersey. And of course, there's a slow bouncer foul. One of the really fun baseball movies. Rookie of the Year. I always prefer Little Big League, but that's a good one, too. Change up inside, ball 4. That's 11 walks issued by the Blue Claws today. 3 in this inning. LaRusso has drawn 3 walks. Clifford has drawn 4. And we'll see if that's it for Gunnar Meyer. And it is. Greg Brodzinski will come out, makes the call to the bullpen. 5-2 Brooklyn, 2 out of the 9th. Quick break on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Jonathan Petit, the sixth pitcher of the day for Jersey Shore, takes over here in the ninth inning. Gunnar Mayer was cruising along, struck out the first three batters that he faced, and then everything went awry after that. He goes an inning and a third. He is charged with one run so far. First and third, two out. Here's Junior Tilley in the face. Right-hander Jonathan Petit. High set, first pitch, swing and a miss. Petit pitched on Wednesday, and this is his first action since then. Sixth Blue Claws pitcher of the day. Petit's allowed four runs in 3 2/3 innings so far. Had a 5.24 ERA with Clearwater last year. There's a strike on the outside corner, and the count is 0-2. So Mayer an inning and a third. He allows no hits, but three walks and three strikeouts. 0-2 to Tillian. Swing and a miss. Jonathan Petit comes in and strikes out Junior Tillian on three pitches to retire the side. One run, no hits, no errors, two left. We head to the bottom of the ninth. The Blue Claws need three. And it's 5-2. Cyclones on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Joshua Cordele takes over for Brooklyn. We head into the ninth inning. This is a safe situation for him. 5-2 lead for the Cyclones. Cordele, the fourth pitcher of the day. Sorry, the fifth pitcher of the day for Brooklyn. Jeffrey Colon went a scoreless inning with no hits, no runs, one walk, no strikeouts. So here's Cordele to face Eric Brito to lead things off for Jersey Shore. Set of the belt, first pitch, fastball low. Brooklyn does have a couple of saves this week. Both of those went to Dakota Hawkins. But with him pitching yesterday, they go to Cordele for the save here today. Set of the belt, 1-0, inside corner for a strike and a count 1-1. It would be his eighth career save, second of the season. Now he's allowed two runs, one earned, with nine strikeouts in five innings as Cordele so far this year. 23-year-old from Venezuela. Swinging a slow roller foul, first base side by Brito. And the count is 1-2. So Blue Claws pitchers today face 43 batters, and only 20 of them put it in play. 12 strikeouts and 11 walks in the ball game. Five runs for Brooklyn. Four of the five batters that scored reached base on a walk, and two scored on a pass ball. So not the prettiest game ever. Breaking ball fouled off by Brito off to the right and bouncing down from the suite level. There's a gentleman in the first row of one of the luxury suites on our right that is wearing some kind of like penny beanie that's painted like a baseball. 1-2 pitch down and outside. And the count 2-2. I have no idea why, but I guess they're uglier things. 2-2 on Brito. And Cornelia out of the stretch. Fastball. Sky to the air to right field. Pretty well hit. Consueger over toward the line. He's got room. He's there. Makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up the first baseman, Chad Castillo, who is 0-2 with a strikeout, walk, and ground out thus far today. Castillo, then Kate Fergus. Last two chances for the Blue Claws. 5-2 Brooklyn, and it looks like the teams are going to split this six-game series. Swing and a miss. And the count is 0-1. This would also be the first time this year the Blue Claws lose two straight. They had been a perfect 5-0 after losses until today. That one low, and the count is 1-1. So teams ended up splitting. If they split this, that'll be back-to-back splits for the Blue Claws, who went 3-3 last week in Hickory, a series that they also led 3-2. This one they led 3-1, fouled off by Castillo to the left out of play. And the count is 1-2. Jersey Shore came into the day two games in back of Wilmington. And Wilmington just finished off a win over Greenville this afternoon, 5-4. So Jersey Shore will be three back, barring a comeback. 1-2 pitch, foul back. Fastball came out of the hands at 95 miles an hour and foul back. Phillies lead the hapless White Sox, who are going to be 3-18, 8-2 at the end of 7. Lehigh Valley leads Scranton 7-4, bottom of the ninth. Reading leads Binghamton 5-4, bottom of the ninth. Tommy McCollum on for the save. Swing and a miss by Castillo, strike three, and that's out number two. First strikeout for Cornelia. Clearwater did win today. They beat Dunedin 5-2. The Threshers under our pal Marty Malloy are 10-5 to start this season. Last chance for the Blue Claws. Here's Kate Fergus. Jersey Shore's been held to just 5 hits in this game. Fergus is 0-3. And the first pitch by Cornelia, a mile-high pop, third baseline. Back goes Tilly, and in comes Clifford near the line. Clifford's there in fair territory. The lefty makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Fergus flies out to left. Cornelia gets the save, and the Cyclones get the win. 5-2 in the series finale. The split, 6 in Shoretown. So the Blue Claws had a chance to win this series, but they lose both Saturday and Sunday. And fall today to Brooklyn 5-2. 5 runs on 4 hits for Brooklyn, but they drew 11 walks. No errors. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Blue Claws. The winning pitcher was Ben Simon. And the losing pitcher was Alex Rayo. Give the save to Joshua Cornelia. For the Blue Claws, 2 hits for Jordan Disson. For Brooklyn, 2 hits for Stanley Consuegra. Ryan Clifford drew 4 walks. Nick LaRusso drew 3. Braden Fostad, the Blue Claw starter, 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 unearned run, 4 walks, and struck out 5. Blue Claws will be in Aberdeen starting on Tuesday night, and then they will be back home on April the 30th, Tuesday, April 30th, to take on the Hot Rods of Bowling Green. That'll do it for us here today. Your final score, the Blue Claws fall to Brooklyn 5-2. Teams split the 6. See you next week. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MIL.